and Chuck the Freak.
Hi there.
It is Dave and Chuck the Freak. Thank you so much for joining us here on this first day of June 2023. Appreciate it. Chuck, you know how everyone thinks they know someone that looks like you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a bald guy.
With any kind of facial hair, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they think they've spotted you in a...
where was I at?
Oh, boy. Do you hate this, Chuck? Are you just...
I don't care anymore.
Yeah, you can't.
I just
Why would you care? Why would you?
I'm like, okay, show me this, you know, man with slight mental problems that you think looks just like me. I mean, you know
slight
what I mean?
Mental problems.
It's like, hey, I think I saw you coming off of a short bus yesterday. You know what? You're right.
That was me. Take a little bus home.
Yeah, I had a helmet on. Yeah, I don't know why I was wearing it, but.
Probably for safety.
Different.
Yeah. No, like, yeah. I honestly get one of these. It's at least once a week.
You know what? It happens to a lot of us. And they, oh, look, I saw you.
Yeah.
You know, but there is this look. I think you get it the most, and it's the most wrong.
Yeah, right? I think, yeah.
People that I think look nothing like you. People are like, oh my God, I saw Chuck at this.
It's just a bald guy.
The latest place you've been spotted is in a HIV drug commercial.
Yeah. I did that on the side.
There you, go.
You know this is him for sure.
Do you know how much weight I lost for that?
Let me see this one.
Yeah, this is me and my gay buddies, it looks like.
So, you're like the after, right? After you get the HIV?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm like, everything, we're good. Just fine.
He says, hey, guys, love you, daily listener. This is random. I don't know if anyone has spotted this yet, but did Chuck score a role in an HIV drug commercial?
I did.
Every time I see this commercial, I crack up picturing Chuck having to go do the show after filming this. The commercial is for a PrEP drug called Apretude. So here's a little taste of the beginning here.
From HIV, I PrEP without pills. With Apretude, a prescription medicine.
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen this and just had no, I had like zero.
Never seen this.
No. Okay, so I'm going to go right to the part where...
They hang out with me?
Yeah, it's a couple seconds after this.
Liver problems and depression, some of the most common.
Hope you're in like gay SMN.
Here we go.
You must receive Apretude as scheduled.
There you are.
There I am.
Wow.
I wish I was that hunky.
Did you just get a gay massage? I don't know what's happening here.
You know
he's
what
lying
happened.
Down shirtless.
You know what happened.
I think he was just penetrated.
Yeah, I think you know what happened there.
Oh, my God.
Did you pretend to be penetrated in a commercial?
What would
he's a method actor. He was
exactly. No, I was like, you're going to have to penetrate me because I want to nail this.
So now he's giving him a kiss like, thanks for the good time.
I have the same like methodology as some of the biggest actors around. So.
Him and De Niro, man. They had the same method.
Yeah, me,
Johnny
De Niro.
Depp, De Niro, Chuck.
Christian Bale, me, I've taught him a lot.
He gets right into character.
That's not a bad one, though, Chuck.
Mm.
No, I mean, I've
it's
seen
not.
Worse.
I mean,
the nose piercings and all the earrings.
Yeah.
A little off.
I would have had to shave my entire body as well because he has not a bit of hair.
He had a cute bracelet, too.
Well, I do have bracelets from time to time.
He probably
Stella buys me bracelets.
As well, right? Shave his entire body. I'm sure he looks like a hairy
sure
man.
I'm sure he waxes. That'd be my guess.
He looks at the other man quite lovingly.
Well, he's in love with him. And he's inside of him. When a man is in you, you...
Give him a little kiss, too.
Yeah.
When a man, he's inside
of him. When a man is in you, you look at him a different way.
Is this the same couple earlier? Because I watched this through this morning trying to spot you, but... No, that's not them, right?
I don't think so, but that's also me. I just, like,
I feel it is.
It is. It is. It is. It is. I have one of those puka shell.
Puka shell necklaces?
I see you in that outfit.
Oh, that shirt.
With that hat.
I'll wear it tomorrow.
And then that's that, like, a crossbody bag? Yes, Chuck.
Man, you know.
That's incredible.
There's your next St. Patrick's Day outfit.
What was nuts is I had to, like, at least, it was, like, 2 days I lived like that because I was, like, you know, I got to this shoot and it's
in
over
character?
2 days.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I found the shirt at a sweet discount store. I cut the one sleeve off.
You are a master of your craft.
Yeah. I'm with a loosely look-alike of the dead lead singer of Linkin Park.
You've always had a crush on Chester.
Do you think that looks like Chester Bennington?
In that one still shot, I can see it a little bit.
Okay.
And when he's inside me,
what
later.
About when he's inside you?
Let
does
me
he
see.
Still looks like Chester.
Still
Let's
looks
see.
Like Chester. Is Chester in me? It's hard. Yeah, I think he is.
Was he crawling in your skin?
Yeah. Crawling in your rear.
Oh my God.
Oh. These wounds, they will not heal.
Well, they do. They actually do.
Yeah,
which is great.
My goodness, that is funny.
Yeah, no, I get, you know, I think...
It's a new one.
My Twitter is always, I'm always messaged on Twitter about, hey, saw you. I'm like, oh, yeah. Yep. Maybe I'll just start saying, yes.
No, we should start like a Twitter of like Chuck lookalike Twitter.
Oh, God. You know what would be awesome?
Yes.
Not doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, true. I'm never going to work on that.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to run it.
No. Oh, God. No. Someone else can do that.
It's a great idea.
Someone else can do that.
But, yeah, that was not Chuck in a gay drug commercial. Not a gay drug, an HIV drug commercial.
Yeah.
And the way they send the email, too, like, I'm just curious if anybody's spotted Chuck in this HIV drug commercial.
Like, it's definitely him, but has anyone noticed it yet?
Well, also, too, if I told you guys, hey, listen, you know, I'm starting to branch out. I'm gonna do a little bit of acting on the side. And I landed an HIV...
Please,
drug commercial,
please,
okay?
Please,
if
please.
I did that. Do you not believe that would have been like almost a whole week's worth of shows?
Yes.
Oh,
like,
oh yeah.
Yes.
You know,
your
experience
so
much filming
contact.
That commercial? Like, there's no way that the way that we do this show, there's no way that would
have
slid. And if I was like, yeah, so it's a couple parts. I had to be on a park bench in this one time. I had like a satchel purse and a green button-up shirt. And they gave me a, what I would say is a tiny man's hat. And they told me just stick it on my head. It's almost got no bill to it.
What's the other scene you were in?
The other one is I'm being penetrated by Chester Bennington.
What?
And, I'm
what?
Laying down. I've been massaged. It took about 2 hours to shoot.
Like, why?
I wanted to be really loose. I wanted to be really loose and oily.
Were you, did you?
I am quite oiled.
Did you groom? Did you body
Yeah,
groom?
They told me to shave my entire body except for my beard, which I did.
Okay. Were you nervous for your first man-on-man kiss on screen?
On screen, yes, but it helped that I had done it so many other times.
We practiced so much.
Yeah. In fact, it's not my first on-screen male kiss.
Oh, my God.
No. There's plenty of videos out there.
You're so talented.
Thank
you.
You are.
Lisa. We wish you luck. I mean, this is just the...
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no way it would have went by.
No.
And you never... Well, unless you were too ashamed.
Oh,
you try to hide it.
Yeah,
I mean, but it's one of those things that you can't hide anything.
That's
you know,
his side hustle.
Like Dave dressed as a boat captain one time.
Yeah,
he didn't want us to know that.
That is
but
true.
It just happens. Like you just, it's like it just happens. You find stuff out. You can't
Forgot
get away
that.
With anything.
Yeah. Captain Dave.
Yeah, Captain Dave. You can't get away with things.
No, you can't.
Like, there's no point in trying to hide something.
So Chuck appearing in this HIV commercial is...
Yeah. I hope I helped to sell some
today.
Yeah,
I mean, good for you, dude.
Can't wait till you nail that male... I'm losing my... I can't talk! Erectile dysfunction!
Yeah,
oh, my God.
I know. That's my next commercial.
Abbreviated.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought we blew that.
Chuck the freak for erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
Wow. Wouldn't be the first time.
No.
We've been asked to do those before.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. You guys have.
Yeah. Okay. Let's stay with this theme for a second here. This text came in overnight. I'm not sure if it's from a man or a woman. I'm assuming it's a guy. a gay fella, but I'm not positive.
Okay.
He says, or they say, I stumbled upon this guy on a hookup app after he woofed at me. Is there like a hookup app called Woof?
Yeah, it's called Beast, manbeast.com.
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, wow. Is that actual?
Dog dating and social app.
Well, come on now. It can't be dog dating.
Dog dating. It's like dog enthusiasts meet other dog enthusiasts.
Oh, yeah.
It's Scruff.
Scruff.
If someone woofs at you on Scruff, they're like.
So a woof is like a poke back in the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm interested in the dog one. What is that all about?
Dog dating and social app where dog lovers meet, wolfswipe.com.
That's cool.
But this one is Scruff, a gay dating and chat app. And if someone likes you, they woof at you. So anyway, this person said he woofed at me. And I had to show you guys. He sent me some pics. I said, oh my God, is that real? And are you okay?
What?
This is odd already. A guy woofed at him.
Yeah, but my profile pic shouldn't be something that leads you to believe that something might be wrong with me.
All he said was, check out my Twitter, which is here. It's this fella.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I can listen to it. So he is a, does he put silicone in it? Or does he have one of those things that we helped that one guy?
The bigger, the better. No limits. I want balls up to my knees and below. Hashtag silicone. Hashtag silicone injection.
Yeah. So he's filling them up.
So the wait, this is the guy that got woofed? Or this is the guy that's doing the woofing?
Oh, no.
This
is the guy that woofed.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
look at
this
guy. Would love those in my face.
That's not real.
That's his balls.
No, but that looks Photoshopped, doesn't it?
No.
I don't know.
No, look at those fingers.
Oh, yeah, it does look Photoshopped.
He probably is using something.
It was Photoshopped.
But this is a real thing where these guys are...
It's a fetish.
Yeah. You fill your balls up with silicone.
Powerful, tall jock. Sorry. I dream of balls to the knees and below. Looking for like-minded people and boyfriend. No limits, any size of balls you want. Hashtag silicone, hashtag monster meat, hashtag monster balls.
Yeah, I use all those.
I'm so glad right now that this is not
on
my account.
Thank God. Who knows? I know. Who knows?
He's the one that woofed.
He's the woofer.
Yeah, he was looking at one of our listeners. And
the big balls man was like, woof, woof.
It's a minimum. You're absolutely stunning.
I can't believe how smooth his nuts look. So,
that's the only reason why I think it could be Photoshopped, because in anything you've ever seen, it's just a...
Well, both of those dudes have huge nuts.
Mass. Yeah, they do. Yes, they do.
So this is...
This is a community of huge...
Oh, my...
Jesus on earth!
That's normally what you see.
That's normally what you see?
What?
Yeah,
where
in the
are
silicon
you seeing
world.
That?
Oh, I've definitely seen... videos on this.
He was in that commercial.
He was, yeah.
So Chuck's secret life.
I'm so confused right now. So the silicone, they're injecting it into their nuts, or it's like just a fake set of silicone balls?
No, they inject it into their sack and into
their... They want their own sack to be gigantic.
Yeah.
I guess it gives you a little bit of a cushion if you're a power bottom.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
So this is like gay man fetish.
Yeah, well, look at those pants. No straight
women
man has
don't
ever
like
bought.
No,
you're right.
Big,
absolutely.
Big balls like that.
Like, woman wants balls the size of basketballs on her. None. None.
Zero.
None.
How are we going to do anything in life if my nuts are that big, like at all times? You know, the guy designed a pair of jeans that looked like it had like a lunch pail on the front that you could help to carry it around.
How is he work out with that? How does he? Like, I see him at the gym. So, he's in good shape. I just don't get it.
This is the before pick?
Probably.
Well, he's got a flip phone.
So and, you know, he might only be doing it. He might be a fan of it.
Or you can send him a PayPal, David Huge Balls. I'm going to change my
profile. And then see what his real name is, too.
Yes. That's great.
What David a niche Huge market. Balls. You know, you got to find a niche.
Oh, my God. Look at his.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, look
Twitter
at his yeah.
profile name.
Also, Chuck's Twitter profile name.
That's who got it. That's who stole it from you, Chuck.
Yeah.
The man, see you next Tuesday.
Elon said there's nothing I can do. I can't prove that that was my name first.
Oh, right. So he's got it.
Yeah.
But how, what a weird fetish that is. Gigantic balls.
I probably saw a video of it. I don't know. You're talking, 15 years ago.
Would it just like pop up?
Yeah.
Something?
It's like on the one site that I would go to where it just shows you these are the 10 craziest videos you could watch today. One of them was one of these one time, and I was like, Jesus, what is wrong with us?
These dudes look literally like the South Park characters when they were putting their nuts in the microwave and bouncing around on them.
I think it's like it's a saline or silicone they inject in their nuts.
It seems so dangerous to do.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it is. It's kind of like, you know that Russian guy who gave himself those fake biceps?
Yeah.
It's what they're doing with their nuts.
That's so crazy.
Looks and like I think some guys do the Johnson, too.
Looks like he's taking photos at the gym.
Yeah.
Looks like he's in the locker room or something.
Oh, for sure.
That's a hell of a thing in the locker room, by the way. And, like, listen,
imagine
I don't know
working
if...
out.
I hope that a guy with that big balls like that does not go to my gym ever.
Lisa! Hey!
I know we haven't talked in a long time.
But please, God...
But can you please have this guy transfer to Lisa?
No, please. No big balls allowed at my gym.
Please have this
can't
large
watch
ball
that while
gay
I work
man
out.
Get into Pilates. No. Please.
I'm weight training now, so that's where I run into him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, well, he definitely weight trains. The guy's in great shape, just huge. What I'm trying to figure out is if he's actually done this or if he is just simulating stuff. He's a fan of other people that have actually done it.
So you wonder if he's just stuffing his pants for the videos?
Yeah, know, like it's hard.
That one photoshopped picture.
Yeah, because the one photoshopped.
You can't live life with balls like that.
No.
Yeah, how would you even live?
You couldn't.
Yeah.
You can never ride a bike, that's for sure.
Not without special seat.
I mean, he's not promoting an OnlyFans page or anything, which is crazy. Like, it's just...
It's kind of dumb. He should, right?
Okay, so... What is his other media stuff?
This stuff we looked at.
Oh, so that's just all of it?
Yeah, those are all the pictures that were up there.
No, I just wondered if he goes...
I'm sorry?
Like, he's more... I thought he might show more.
Oh, my God. I just read his... K-Sub with loose destroyed.
Yeah. MC, I call it.
Man runt.
Huh. Yeah, the old MC.
I have never heard it called that before, and I've heard a lot of things.
Yeah. Oh, he's loose as a goose back there.
That's what he's calling his rectum.
He's a huge jock that wants these silicone balls like this guy Greg.
So that's why he has his PayPal.
Yeah, so I believe that what you've seen in him is just like stuff shorts. And a Photoshop set of nuts that are just huge.
So that's
what he's after. What he's after.
His dreams.
His dreams.
It's his dreams.
Yeah.
He has dreams of massive balls.
His Serbian dreams.
But what a crazy person to hit you up on.
Yeah,
Scruff.
That's crazy. What did he say to... What was the company?
Us was, I stumbled upon this guy on a hookup app.
I don't think that's going to work out.
No, probably not. Probably. No. I mean, I'm sure most gay men don't even want
no
that.
No. No, they wrong don't.
Says Chuck. He knows. He's a specialist now.
Yeah, wrong.
All right. Well, let's get your take on this as we go to one more to complete this trio. This email came in and this guy says, I want to get your take on the situation I've been dealing with. I'm in my early 20s. So are my friends. All three of us been friends for years. All straight guys. All been in relationships. We've known each other for about 15 years, actually. One of my friends would sometimes send us dick pics to our group chat that we were in.
Uh-huh.
It's been happening for years. We always ignore it. Just say, what the F? Only recently, though, when we've been hanging out in person, he'll whip his flaccid dong out and walk around with it for a bit. My other friend and I never know how to respond. Just say, oh, he's crazy. Look away. But it's happened so many times now, I'm just not sure what to make of it. I feel like he could be an exhibitionist. I mean, he's always showing off his car and his clothes and his house. And for some reason now, he wants to show off his dong to his best friends?
Yeah.
He's got no problem with girls. He gets a new one pretty regularly. He also tells us all about that. He's never made any sexual moves towards us or anything. I think he honestly just wants to show it off. Drugs and alcohol never play a factor in his behaviors. I just wanted to get your take on it and see what, if any, hidden feelings may be behind my friend's dong flashing.
It's a really weird behavior because, you know, if you have a big enough guy friend group, they're, you know, you end up having a friend that's got like a huge, like one of my buddies nickname was Hammer. Okay. Guess why? Right.
He loved MC
Hammer.
Giant.
One of my other good friends was had just fine area down there. It was a known thing. None of them, though, would just whip it out and walk around. Like, it's a very
That's an odd behavior.
Bizarre behavior.
He does say at the NPS he may be on the well endowed side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, I mean, right. You have to be to be.
You don't do that unless you are, but.
And like, maybe you don't got a lot of other stuff going on. That's great.
I think just something's not right.
Maybe. Something is not right.
Yeah, yeah, I think something's not right.
I don't know if he's gay, but something's not right.
No, no.
And the appropriate response, if your friend's doing this and you don't like it, say, hey, put your penis back in your pants.
Yes.
As simple as that.
That
instead
is.
Of, look away, avert your eyes, he's a weirdo.
Yeah. Put your penis back in your pants. Yeah.
Hey,
what's
bro.
Ask him, what's wrong with you?
Not the time or place, okay? Put your penis away.
Don't do that anymore.
You know?
Right.
That's what you say.
What is wrong
be
with
honest
you?
We're at the roller
rink
right now. Put your penis away.
Like, you should never be held captive by someone else's
penis
desire to whip their dong out. Yeah. You can just make fun of someone until their behavior changes.
Anonymous is with us. You had a comment on this one. Go ahead, Anonymous.
Yeah, I got a buddy who's like that, too. Like, he just gets naked. The guy just likes like being naked. You know, there's people out there like that, you know, nudists, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's. I guess what's weird about that is when it's like, hey, it's me, you, and him. And we're in the backyard.
Yeah.
And then all
that
of a sudden he's
weird.
Naked.
It's not like you're at a party with, you know,
because I've gotten naked at parties with several of my buddies and to try to get girls naked.
Yeah.
And it was like a when you're young, you do crazy
young,
stuff.
Yeah. Like
it's
yeah,
a young
early
man's
20s,
yes, early,
late
20s,
teens, early
20s. Early 20s. Definitely was the move. It'd be a lot different now. A lot different now. Even if I was like, guys, I rented a boat.
Right. It's just
going
you
to
and James and Jason on a boat. And
yeah, but that makes a you kind of know what you're getting.
Why the hell am I thrown into that boat party?
He's the naked one.
You're the captain.
He's the naked
innocent
one.
Bystander. You're our captain. You are our captain.
Captain Stabbing.
Yeah.
No, I'm with Chuck and James naked on a boat.
On a boat, yeah.
Don't worry, Jason. I'll bring sunscreen.
Come on, Captain Stabbing.
I'm here.
Keep those cheeks from getting sunburned.
Yeah. Gather me up, James.
Me and James are naked.
Gosh.
God. All right, now we'll put some on my back, Jason.
I think he's an exhibitionist. It is odd he's doing it just with his two buddies. But
it is.
As
but,
he says, he showed like he brags about everything, right? His car, his house, his clothes.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think that it might be a way for him to get some of that exhibitionism out without going to jail. Because most of these guys who can't help themselves and have to whip their dong out and show people, they're flashers. Because that's what your friend is.
Yeah.
Your friend is a flasher that has found two people that won't call the cops.
Yeah, it's a perversion.
He disguises it in comedy.
In comedy, you know? Yes, yeah. it's veiled in comedy.
Yeah,
but it's a perversion.
But he's a flasher.
Yeah.
So like, I think
so what
like,
do you do? They're great buddies. They've been friends for 15
like
years.
Just
say,
put
I think put James, your penis away. It's like, dude, man, like that's it. Like, we won't invite you over.
Yeah. We're sick of seeing you.
You know,
work.
It's it. We get it.
See,
I mean, like, I get it.
Appropriate TGI Fridays kind of thing.
Absolutely,
yes.
Hey, man, hey, what's going on?
Hey, meet us up. We're at TGI Fridays.
Put that away.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, put some pants on and meet us at TGI Fridays.
Yeah, oh, no, we know what that means.
Yeah.
It's a weird one. Someone said, when I was in jail, there was a guy with a huge one. He'd always show the guards or put it through his food port. See a wiener.
His food port became a glory hole.
Yeah. Well.
Someone said keep rubber bands in your pocket and have target practice next time.
I'm not going to do anything. What I've learned about life is stuff that you think would be like, we'll snap an elastic band and make it hit his dong. that could be just what he's after. That,
exactly, you're right.
yeah, no, you're so right. You know, like, that could be his, you can't do anything. Yeah. You can't do anything like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you just have to tell him to put it away, or he's never allowed to come over again.
That's it. It's that simple.
That's so, it.
Gay or exhibitionist? We're leaning towards exhibitionist, but you never know. But just tell him to put it away.
I'm leaning towards flasher.
Flasher. A couple of things to look forward to in June, new month in sports. The NBA Finals between the Denver Nuggets and Miami Heat start tonight, run through at least June 9th. Game 7 would be on the 18th. Then the Stanley Cup Finals between the Florida Panthers and Vegas Golden Knights start Saturday. Also, golf's 123rd U.S. Open is the 15th through the 18th. In tennis, the French Open runs through June 11th. On TV, HBO's new music industry drama, The Idol, lands this Sunday in the former Succession time slot. Season 16 of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Wow. That was still going.
16 seasons.
See, now there's a good example of there's been so many seasons of that, there's no way I'll ever start watching it.
Right, it's just too many.
I can't.
I watched the first couple until they added Danny DeVito, and then they lost me.
That's when the show really picked up.
I thought it got good after they added Danny DeVito.
Frank Reynolds is a hilarious character.
Yeah.
Are you all caught up on all of it?
On Always Sunny?
Yeah.
No, I'm a few seasons behind still.
Yeah.
I'm probably about 6 seasons behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just seems so
daunting.
It's something
I should watch, I guess.
It's very funny. Yeah,
it is.
A very funny show.
Initially. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
But I'm out. Outlander returns on the 16th. The Righteous Gemstones is back on the 18th.
Yes. Such a good show.
Season 2 of The Bear hits Hulu on the 22nd. Chuck, The Bachelorette is back on the 26th.
Yes. I've been waiting.
Yeah, I have.
And season,
so excited.
Season 3 of The Witcher premieres June 29th.
I'm so upset with that whole Witcher thing.
Because they replaced Henry Cable, right?
Yeah, he's gone, so now I gotta like...
One of the Hemsworths?
Yeah.
In theater, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse opens tomorrow. Transformers Rise of the Beasts comes out next Friday. The Flash hits theaters June 16th. And the final Indiana Jones movie, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, lands June 30th. Finally, the holidays, big one, Father's Day on the 18th. Juneteenth on the 19th. Also, Chuck knows this already. It's Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
Pride Day is June 28th. And the first official day of summer is the 21st. But a few more. Tomorrow is National Donut Day.
It seems like there's a National Donut Day like every month.
It
I'm not here for
like
it,
that.
Though.
Yeah, we're okay with it.
Yeah. Yep.
National Best Friends Day is June 8th.
That's for you, too.
That's it. Yep. That's it.
I always get him something.
He does. Hey, Dave. This is and a card. It's really nice.
It is.
He pours himself out into it.
Warms my heart.
Oh, yeah. Flag Day and National Bourbon Day are both on the 14th. I'm in for Bourbon Day. The 19th is National Martini Day.
Oh, that one's good, too.
Yep.
And a lot of great days of the summer. The summer's pretty good, Lee.
Summer's good.
Summer's good.
Donuts, bourbon, martinis.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And National Selfie Day is June 21st. I'm still planning to do, like, a bourbon, go to Kentucky, do a bourbon tour this year. I got to figure out when I can do that. I so want to do that.
I did that.
Is that what qualifies it as bourbon? It has to be made in Kentucky? Is it one of those kind of
things? It is something about it.
There's something to do.
I did the Jack Daniel's distillery tour, and that was really cool. I was too young to, like, appreciate it, I think. But looking back, I'm like, oh, man, that was a cool thing. But
I guess not. It just must be aged for a minimum of 2 years in new charred oak containers.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Kentucky's just become, like, synonymous with it.
Yeah. I think they'll... On different bottles, it'll say, like, real Kentucky bourbon or something like that. Like, and so there's definitely, like, a, you know, they're putting it out there if it is made there.
I'm deep in the game.
I want this bourbon that's made in Utah. Isn't that odd? But
it is.
It's so good.
Mm.
But it's exclusive. They only make small batches. I had a little taste,
that's
and
it.
I can't
get
it.
I had one of those, too. So they said this. It was just like a random store that they sold all sorts of booze, and they were testing this one thing. And the bourbon was amazing.
Yeah.
And come to find out, like, why are you giving samples
don't
of this?
Tease.
It's like a limited edition thing. It, you know the price?
It's expensive, right?
$350 a bottle.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
Why would a
Cornwall card one is that much?
Of course.
This one's Midwinter's Night Dram, it's called. Midwinter's Night Dram from Utah. It's so good.
What sucks.
Anybody knows where it's at, let me know.
Yeah. I was, you know, I was trying to get like that one, YouTube guy's bourbon, and someone sent me a link. I was like, hey, they're doing the second batch. Here you go. I'm like, sweet. I go on. I can get it. They're like, they won't ship it to your state.
Oh.
And I'm like, what kind of rule is that crap?
Yeah, there's something weird about our state.
Email the governor?
There's something weird about our state. I didn't realize it. I drove down there.
I think you can get wine.
I'm like, boys, get in the pickup truck.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I think wine and beer is okay, but like hard liquor, you can't get it shipped. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think maybe I've tried that too.
I was devastated by that. It was like my chance. I could have
got Chris Jericho's bubbly, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But that was considered a wine.
Oh. Yeah,
Chris Jericho's bubbly.
Yeah.
Well, what are you laughing at, Dave?
Yeah, he makes his own bubbly.
This is like
a bottle right here. Yeah.
Chris is looking for this rare bourbon made in Utah.
Look at this.
And James says, it's real. Fit enough for the champion.
The champion.
The ultra.
The champion.
He only drinks the best bubbly, Dave.
Yeah.
Available at an online retailer. You think you can just summon fireballs out of the blue without drinking the bubbly?
Yeah.
Sorry, it's that $300 bourbon.
What's amazing? What's amazing about that is that Jericho, he like won the championship of the thing. I can't remember. He was like celebrating after.
Yeah.
And he just happened to say, like a line, like
a little bit of the bubbly.
Yeah, time for a little bit of the bubbly.
Yeah, and that took off.
And that took off, and he ended up selling his own bubbly. Like genius marketing.
Yeah, it is.
That guy
is really
has
genius.
Always been
for sure smart to make money off of.
Yeah. Shirts and booze.
Yeah,
probably a little easier to find though than the bourbon Lisa's looking for.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah, mine was mass produced. Hers is small batch.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
And mine was also probably much cheaper.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think out the door for two bottles for shipping and everything was like $50. So.
Yeah.
All right, coming up. What's the dark-sided update on that Arby's manager that got trapped in the freezer?
Mm.
What strange place did a plane crash in Detroit? And as we head into the peak summer travel season, what is skip lagging? And how could it save you big bucks on flights? Let's find out.
Checking in with the Morning Report.
And I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check of the news. So we've been following this story over the past week and a half or so. A manager of an Arby's in Houston trapped in the freezer overnight and unfortunately passes away. Turns out it was a 63-year-old woman.
Oh, well.
And apparently they knew that the freezer door handle was broken for a long time.
Yeah,
possibly years.
Mm-hmm.
And they did nothing about it.
Oh,
they had like a screwdriver and other things that they would use to open the door, and there were obvious signs this woman tried to escape.
Of course, I mean,
but could not get out. Here's the update on it now. Her family, of course, is suing Arby's because of it.
Yeah.
Fox 26 in Houston with the latest.
The lawsuit claims that Arby's upper management knew that the freezer's latch had been broken for several months and did nothing to fix or address the issue. They believe that this death could have been prevented. We do want to warn our viewers that some of the details we're about to hear may be a little disturbing.
Her family talks so passionately about her, about how she was a loving mother.
Nguyen Le's four kids won't let their mother's loving memory fade without justice. The family from Houston is now suing Arby's and its parent company, claiming gross negligence.
It's one of the kind of the most horrific deaths you can imagine.
Their attorney, Paul Skrbonik, said 63-year-old Nguyen Le had been working at the Arby's off the South Loop West in Houston for several years, but was asked to fill in as general manager for the New Iberia, Louisiana location for 6 weeks. On May 11th, Ms. Le showed up to the restaurant at 9 a.m.
She began doing duties to get the restaurant ready to open that day and somehow must have gotten locked in that freezer before 10 a.m. because other employees began to show up at 10, 11 o'clock in the morning and they couldn't get in. I guess they don't give them keys.
Paul said the employees called Ms. Lee's phone repeatedly but received no answer for hours. It wasn't until upper management asked Ms. Le's son, Wynn, who had keys to the restaurant, to check on the place nearly 9 hours later.
The general manager realized we don't have any sales at the location today. That's really, really odd. And asked him to go check things out. And that's when Wynn found his mother about 6 o'clock that evening. Talking to the police officer that investigated the scene, he said she really struggled to get out of that freezer. She beat on the door as hard as she could. There was blood on the door, and she ultimately fell face first and froze to the floor.
Documents say Ms. Lee died of hypothermia as the freezer was maintained at least negative 10 degrees or colder. The lawsuit also claims employees used a screwdriver and a box of oil to help keep the freezer door open.
We know from talking to a former employee there that it had been broken since at least August of last year, and that upper management had come through there and personally witnessed that broken latch, and nothing had been done. He had made repeated requests to get it addressed. And in fact, I'm told that Ms. Lee actually made a request in writing to management as well about it.
Up next in the case, the family's attorney tells me that he's asked Arby's and its parent company to preserve any evidence related to this case. That includes surveillance video. Now, we also reached out to an attorney representing the franchisee, but so far we have not heard back. Meanwhile, a spokesperson for Arby's Corporate says that they are aware of the tragic incident and says they are cooperating with law enforcement.
I wonder if it'll be Arby's that ends up having to pay or the franchisee. But someone is going to, like, you're going to be paying.
Of course.
Yeah. Someone froze to the floor in your place.
Don't they always, in those cases, like, Arby's will be like, it was the franchisee, and then.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, it's their.
But then Arby's will still be like, but we'll give you this much money. We don't want it to go to court. We'll just give you this.
And so they should.
Yeah. They know.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Freezer door handle is broken. It has to be fixed immediately.
Family's definitely getting a lifetime supply of cheddar melts.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you'll want those. Probably. Anything that reminds you of.
They're probably putting that offer on the table, though.
Yeah.
The poor woman.
Yeah, it sucks.
Going to get all the dark-sided news out of the way here more to go, and then I'll keep it lighter.
Okay.
Louisiana high school graduate. Did you hear this story?
No.
He jumped off a cruise ship into the dark waters of the Bahamas last week.
Okay.
And now a photo has surfaced that appears to show a shark getting him almost immediately.
Well, you can't do that.
In the waters off Athol Island, that is what it's called.
Which island?
Athol.
So wait a second, Dave. Exactly which island are you actually talking about?
Athol.
We're going. Is that serious? We're going to
Athole.
Athol
Island.
Athol. Yeah, it's one of my favorite islands. Actually, I've actually been going there for quite some time now. A lot of people have said to me I should move to
Athol.
Athole.
Athol Island.
Oh, it's not hole, it's just old.
Well,
H-O-L-E. Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Athol. Mm-hmm. Athol. I don't know.
That's hilarious.
I know. Unfortunately, it's not so funny when you hear.
Okay. Yeah. Lisa shuts it down.
No.
Yeah. Because
about what?
Yeah.
The shark.
Shark.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So it sounds like he was just wasted and trying to do something crazy.
Yeah, but I mean.
But 18-year-old Cameron Robbins was last seen swimming after jumping off the Blackbeard's Revenge Sunset Cruise in really shark-infested waters.
Okay, hold on, though. If it's a sunset cruise.
It's not a cruise ship.
It's not a cruise ship. That could just be
cruise or whatever, right?
Yes. They say cruise ship here, but yeah, it's got to be like one of those massive, like, catamarans or something. That
yeah,
they take
or
out at
you
night.
Can, you know, if you're in any of those like cities on the water, you can go for a sunset cruise.
They were staying at Atlantis Paradise Island.
Okay.
So they probably did like a night excursion,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
This chaotic video taken moments after the jump shows the Baton Rouge, Louisiana native ignoring onlookers' pleas for him to grab a buoy and swim in the opposite direction. But they say they have frozen the video, and you can see the exact moment they believe when a shark gets him.
Yeah.
So here's the video. We can't listen.
No, it's off.
We can't listen.
It's off.
Because there's a lot of swearing.
Right there. Yeah. They're going to see it happen. What a dummy.
So that's him jumping off the boat.
Yeah, he's not even going towards
swimming. And they have frozen it here.
where they believe you see
the shark in the front. You see the fin. Is that it?
I guess.
Well, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell. Thank God. Like, it's not clear as day.
So he has not been found?
He has not been found, and they have called off the search now. He disappeared 3 days after his graduation from University Laboratory School. He was staying at Atlantis Paradise Island with a group of fellow seniors from other area high schools. In the wake of the tragedy, the school's director described the former baseball star as a great kid, saying he was an athlete, great smile, great head of hair. Just one of the kids you're so proud of when they cross the stage.
Young men do some really, really dumb things.
Listen, all
crazy
of
things.
I think all of us, a lot of us, have done some real dumb stuff, and we just happened to make it through, you know?
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
You know?
A bunch of guys, we were just talking about that a couple weeks ago, how you went through all the stupid stuff you've done in your life, and you're like, I can't believe. There's one dude that should not be alive. Like, he was the risk taker of all risk takers. Yeah. There's no way he should be alive right now. But it is just luck.
When me and my friends went to Mexico, we met up with this like group of girls. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and we were like, "Let's go swimming!" And we swam out to like a buoy. And you realized it's the middle of the night. We're in the ocean. What are we doing? And all of us, we kind of like all realized it at the same time. We were like,
"This is stupid.
What are we doing out here?"
Yeah.
And we like booked it. I mean, as fast as you could swim back to shore. But
alcohol is involved too.
That's it. You just do dumb stuff.
You do super dumb things. Off to the Detroit area now, where a small plane crash landed on Detroit's east side. Two people on board last night. This just happened about 3 miles from City Airport. It narrowly missed all sorts of places and actually landed in the backyard of a home on Detroit's east side. Here's that story now from Fox 2 News.
You've got power lines, you've got trees, you've got the garage. He came in right over a tree, hit the tree. The branches fell on top of the garage. He clips the garage as he goes down. And the plane is actually wedged between the gate and the garage. It is absolutely amazing. I've never seen anything like it. This is my second plane crash that I've seen. This one, it's amazing that he's not hurt.
We don't know what caused the crash, but we're just thankful. No one got hurt, especially no civilians that time of the day. It's near a park. It's near a school. It could have been a lot worse.
So here's what's going to happen next. The FAA, the NTSB, they're both going to get involved. And they still have the process of removing the plane from the backyard. It's still there. I mean, emergency crews have gone home for the night. They told us they're going to have to bring in a crane. It's going to be a massive undertaking to hoist this thing up, move it back over to the street, get it on a tow truck, get it out of here. But the important thing is that nobody, not a single person, was injured in any major way. I'm sure as they kind of, the adrenaline rushes out of the two people on board, they might have some bumps and bruises from going down. But again, they weren't taken to the hospital, and hopefully we'll get to hear from them soon and their harrowing adventure. But right now, there's a plane in this people's backyard. They're okay with it. Firefighters are going to come and get it tomorrow.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah, just a plane is in your backyard.
No.
You don't expect that in the morning.
No.
Yeah, you sure don't. But
it almost looks like a water plane.
Best possible outcome, though. They walked away. No one on the ground injured. There was a football field nearby. There was a playground. There was a school. All sorts of stuff right around this house that they could have hit, and they did not. All right, with summer travel underway, speaking of flying, many are using a new technique to get to their desired destination at a fraction of the cost of a regular ticket. But like with anything, there are risks. They call it skip lagging. What the hell is that? Here's the story from ABC News.
This morning, GMA taking a closer look at hidden city ticketing, or skip lagging. Let's say a nonstop flight from New York to L.A. is $500, but a flight to Seattle with a layover in L.A. is $300. While some travelers are skipping that second flight altogether and just staying in L.A.
If they catch you doing this, they do reserve the right to go after you for more money. They could cancel your frequent flyer account.
United Airlines and Orbit sued SkipLagged.com in 2014, the website that helps travelers find cheaper fares. The case was was dismissed on procedural grounds when the court ruled it didn't have jurisdiction. But Skiplagged now puts explicit warnings on its sites that this type of ticketing is risky and should not be used often.
The more a traveler does it, the higher likelihood an airline is going to say, hey, you've missed your end destination 3, 4, 5 times. And at that point, they're internally are going to say, okay, is something else going on here with this customer? And that is going to raise some flags internally. Many travelers can do it without any issue at all. We encourage travelers to understand what the risks are, to do what's right for them.
Skiplagging is a very risky bet. And if you or a member of your family gets caught, you could end up in a lot of trouble with the airline. I'm just not sure that the savings are worth the risk, even with the high airfares we're seeing right now.
Now, this isn't illegal, but there are some other issues here, okay? For example, let's say that connecting flight is canceled and you're then rerouted through another city. Well, it's going to take a lot of work and potentially a lot of money to get you to the right place, Rebecca.
Yeah, but that's on you.
Right.
This is what I don't understand. So let's just pretend that you could fly to L.A. for $500. The fact that you could fly to L.A. and then get on another plane and then fly to another city and it would somehow be $200 cheaper, it makes no sense.
I just did this recently.
How do the airlines not know that you're going to do this?
I didn't do Skiplagging. This is what's crazy. And it was the same airline. So I had to get somewhere and I had to connect.
Yeah.
And the price seemed insane. I'm like, well, that's a lot. I tried it as two separate flights, the same exact flight.
Yeah.
But I booked them separately. Like from this place to this place, yeah, and this place to that place. It was $250 cheaper.
Right. See, now that I could see, because it's like, oh, okay, it's going to cost more to have this flight that we've booked. We've had it all set up.
What?
I don't understand why.
It's just I'm on two separate flights, but, and I got to connect. I got to get there.
But what makes no sense to me is when flying to one place is going to cost more than flying to that exact same place and then getting on another plane and flying somewhere else.
Right.
It's double the fuel cost. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. But it's the way airlines
work. But you see the way they're like, you're going to get killed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. An airline will kill you.
Don't do it.
Don't you know if you do this, the airline will kill you? It's not illegal. There's nothing wrong with it. But the airlines are going to get upset.
Yeah, you found a way to save some cash.
Exactly.
They're upset about it.
I feel like if you did it, you know, once a month, then maybe. But if you do it occasionally, just all you have to say is, oh, yeah, I got delayed.
It is the airline's problem that the flight is cheaper for the layover.
It's their fault.
Yeah. Right.
That's my whole thing. It's like, no, don't get mad at the consumer. It's your fault.
Anyone,
make a flight cheaper to not go on the plane.
If it's not illegal and people are just looking to save some money, there should be nothing wrong with it at all. But the airline doesn't want you to do it.
Right. And like my whole thing is like, okay, well, I guess you'd have to show me on the agreement if I didn't get on the flight where you're going to be able to come after me for more money. You know? And then I don't know if
there
works.
There probably is something.
Probably,
in their paperwork and their agreement you agree to when you purchase the ticket, there's probably something in there. All right, speaking of flying, we've said more and more, people are getting bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. So several major airlines are considering a test trial where they will weigh everybody. Everyone has to get weighed before flying so they can figure out a new normal for safety regulations.
So this is just like guinea pigs.
Well, kind of. They need to know, like, wow, but we thought people on this flight averaged, you know, 120 pounds. Turns out they average 170 pounds.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So Air New Zealand is the first one to sign up for this. They're going to weigh passengers who are traveling internationally through the whole month of June this year. The data collected is not going to be displayed to anyone else. They say it's all just part of helping aircraft fly safely. So the information collected will help find the average passenger weight, and the data will be useful to be updated for pilots who are working out the total weight and the correct balance of their planes.
That's a really, really creative way to make flying even worse.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
They could average it out.
Yeah.
They could figure out how much, you know what I mean?
I had always thought that they could tell that there was a method on the plane that either the wheels or whatever could like
tell how much weight they know, like it knew how much the plane weighed, and then they could say, oh yeah, we're good, we're under the weight. I always just assume the plane told them. Now that would include the gas and the luggage.
Well, they weigh everything that goes on the aircraft besides the passengers. The right. cargo, the meals, the luggage, everything is weighed before it gets on the plane. Now they say they need a new normal for the passenger weight load.
I've only seen the weight thing at Spirit Airlines years ago when I flew them. One time or twice maybe I flew them. And they said we were overweight. I don't know how they knew that, but they kicked the skinniest guy off the plane. So oh, it was
that's
odd.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's the only way to do it, right? You can't kick the biggest person off.
No. You just you almost like have to do like
volunteered or something. It's oh, like, is that okay, it? I'll do it. You know, and they gave him whatever. Spirit.
Yeah, Spirit
Bucks.
Spirit coins.
Spirit Bucks!
Yeah, Spirit coin.
Your Spirit Bucks.
I don't know.
Spirit Bucks.
Really strange. I don't know how they knew that though. Like what they like the luggage was.
Well, that's I'm just assuming they.
Weird.
So if they have all the information, so they know how much fuel they put on and weight. They know how much the luggage weighs. They know how much the food weighs. And if the plane can take its own weight and give a readout, then they can say, "Ooh, we're supposed to have 1,000 pounds on here, but we have 1,400. We got to get rid of a." Couple people.
Well, I guess newer planes have spring scales on the landing
That's
gear.
That's what I thought.
But older planes don't.
Oh.
And there's a lot of older planes, especially in American Airlines.
You don't want that old plane.
Like U.S.-based airlines, yeah. not just yeah. American Airlines. 26 high schoolers in Michigan. I like this idea. They spent their school year building someone a new home. I guess this school does this to give real-world experience to kids who want to learn a trade.
Cool.
They let them actually do it, which is awesome. And then it ends up providing a family with affordable housing.
Chuck would have loved this when he was a student.
Such a hard worker.
What are we doing?
Lazy baby, you're building a home. You're going to have to build a home this
so
semester.
I'd be so mad if you had to build a home.
I'm yeah. afraid of heights.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I don't like to climb.
Doesn't matter, lazy baby.
I don't
baby.
Know how to hammer.
Get to work. Get to work.
Oh.
Very cool program. Here's the story from WXYZ-TV.
This isn't something you see every day, let alone a bird's eye view of a home on wheels making its way to a new location a half a mile away on Melrose Street. It was the talk of the town in parts of Pontiac this morning.
All my friends and everything, we all looked at each other like, wow, this is what we did.
The newly built home is the handiwork of the second-year construction students at Oakland School's Technical Campus Northeast. High school students like 18-year-old Pedro Rivera. His instructor, Aaron Sweat, guided 26 students for the past 7 months to make it happen.
It's a 1,368 square foot house that we built from the ground up.
Sweat says many organizations partner to make this annual project possible. I want to show you, this is where the building process takes place, from blueprint to framework to finishing touches and everything in between. He says students work with professional tradesmen throughout the process.
They usually have an idea of what they want to do. I want to flip houses, or I want to be a carpenter, or I want to build decks. And then we get in, we start building the house. They get exposed to some careers that they never even knew existed.
This program helps get students ready for the workforce, but it does something else important. It provides an affordable housing option for low to moderate income home buyers. As we've reported, affordable housing is in short supply in Michigan. Just this past September, the state announced the plan to try and boost the housing stock for low and middle income households by 13,500 units.
Just seeing that gain lifted and everything, it was kind of like, wow, like this is our accomplishment and it's going to a good family, good home, good neighborhood, and it's nice.
In Pontiac, Darren Cunningham, 7 Action News.
It is a super cool program. Obviously, that's awesome. My high school actually did, we had like an incredible shop program at our high school. And it was, at the time, there was a real stigma attached to it where it was like, oh no, you can't do that. Or you plan to go to university. You don't do shop. There was a weird stigma.
But this is
not,
this is students that know they want to go into trades,
right? And I think the guys that went into shop, they all knew that they wanted to go into those trades as well. It just sucks. Cause I always look back and I'm like, man, I should have just went in that and learned.
Oh, me too.
Because they would build a car.
Sorry, I'm trying to load that.
I was like, wow, that is worth a cheer. They would decide, like, amongst them, like, okay, so what car do you want to build? We want to build a 1972 whatever. And then they would get all the parts in, and they would, by the time it was done, they would have built a car. And, like, how cool that would be to know how to do stuff from the ground up.
For sure. But, which we've said, it should be mandatory. Some of those things in school should be mandatory. I really think it shouldn't be optional, like, to give you those life skills that you know you're going to need.
Right.
Basic stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm talking building a house. I'm talking, you know,
right,
a nail in the wall.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, here's how to hang a frame.
That kind of stuff. And finally, you may have missed this story, but a billionaire named Robert Hale Jr. spoke at UMass Boston's graduation and surprised 2,500 students by giving them $1,000 each. So a total of $2.5 million, and you heard a taste of the reaction there. So in case you missed that, the condition was you got half, but the other 500 you had to give to a family member or someone who's helped you get where you are today.
Hello, friend that graduated with me. I want to give you $500.
Maybe you would want to
give me $500 back.
Yes, I would like to also congratulate you.
Well,
for all the help that you have given me.
Thank you. I really appreciate
it. Already scamming the system 3 seconds later.
Thank you so much.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah, well. You know what is awesome to have is billionaire friends.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know any?
No.
You know any I can make?
No, I don't.
We'll take a break. When we come back in a moment, celebrity dirt and sports news on the way. Which star was convicted on rape charges and is now facing 30 years behind bars? Who treats her butt like a purse?
And my God.
Is a new version of The Office in the works, starring a woman? We'll get to that and more. We'll return in a moment on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
All right, time for this now. It's a Thanksgiving food.
Face-off. Oh, I like it.
Which one has to go? Apple pie, pecan pie.
Apple's
gone. Bye, apple.
70% would give up pecan pie.
Is it that apple pie is just so, like, Americana?
And yeah,
they don't even like talking bad about it.
Yeah,
you can't like fight against apple pie.
There's a song
pie
about it, you know.
It's like going against your country.
That's what I'm thinking.
You
pecan.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You don't like apple pie. I thought you were a patriot.
Miss American Pie. You want to change the lyrics? Is that what you want?
That's the sound it makes when you actually slice into it.
It is. Every slice.
Yep. What's a slice?
Grandma, do you want a slice?
Yep.
I'll have the apple pie. You Tommy. Why don't you go invade Ukraine, son of a bitch? Put some ice cream on that.
Well, call us communists.
Bastard.
I know.
Because I'm going.
Me too.
With, however you say it, pecan or pecan, yeah, I'm going that.
Work with a couple commies over here.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Chuck the Freak.
Back here with you on Dave and Chuck the Freak. It's Thursday, the 1st of June.
Coming up, celebrity dirt and sports news. Which star has been convicted on rape charges and is now facing 30 years to life behind bars? Who treats her ass like a purse? And is Ted Lasso done after three seasons, or will there be more? We'll find out about all of that. First, as we start with some sports news, Tom Brady could indeed both own a part of the Raiders and quarterback the team this fall if a large majority of the NFL owners would allow it. Two NFL-wide votes would need to happen in order for Brady to be a part of the Las Vegas ownership group and to be a player at the same time. The first three-quarters of the league would have to approve his acquisition of a piece of Mark Davis's franchise. The second three-quarters of the league would then also need to vote on whether or not he'd be allowed to play. If both votes passed, and it doesn't feel like, from the sounds of it, there's much opposition to either, he would then be free to help out in the Raiders front office and be on the field. Now, Brady has insisted he's done playing, but after it was revealed this month that Raiders starter Jimmy Garoppolo required surgery on his injured foot this offseason, talk of a potential TB12 return started swirling again. In fact, Hall of Famer Troy Aikman this week said it would not surprise him one bit to see Brady unretire for a second time.
From if what he unretires again, I mean, my God.
Just stop saying you're going to retire.
Right, just say, like, I'm not sure what I'm going to do.
Like, honestly, no one's going to care anymore,
just say,
right?
See, I'll see
what
I don't
care.
So for now, just the one vote is on the docket for the NFL owners.
But if I was a team, I'd be like, no.
No.
Like,
well, you don't think
Tom playing?
No. You don't think Tom playing would not benefit the whole league? Of course it would.
Yeah, but I'd still say no.
Oh, that's, no, you wouldn't, because it's your bottom line. You're not invested financially.
I mean, I guess that's right. If I have, if I make money on the Raiders bringing people into the seats, then I guess so.
He can't unretire twice.
Sure he can.
He can't.
Sure I mean, he shouldn't.
I know it's ridiculous and it seems insane, but
shouldn't.
But he looks so dumb.
Yes. Well, turns out.
if he did that.
Really,
he
really
would
play
really
football,
dumb.
But stupid.
Putting the videos out and being emotional twice.
Twice.
Just
yeah.
Stop. Like, yeah. Leave us alone. Do what you. Just stop.
I guess, like, when he. If he comes back, you just don't even make another video, right?
No, you can't.
Please stop making
videos. Don't make
videos.
You can just stop.
More underwear selfies and more videos.
Just stop with all of this.
Yeah, it's really silly.
I hope that it doesn't happen. But
you never know.
A lot of big people think it might. We'll just have to wait and see.
The big people know.
Big people know, Lise. Big people know. Game one of the NBA Finals tonight. 8:30 p.m. Eastern on ABC. It's the Miami Heat versus the Denver Nuggets. Game two is set for Sunday. Seems there could not have been a worse time for Lexington, Kentucky to be chosen as the site of the NCAA Division I baseball tournament this weekend there. The Lexington area not only is hosting that tournament, there's a huge Railbird Music Festival. It's a massive event. There's what Chuck's going to, the Great American Brass Band Festival.
I thought he was to the other one, the one you just mentioned.
The Railbird Music Festival.
Why not hit both?
He's
going to
hit both.
I thought so.
Yeah,
I thought I heard you say that.
Yeah.
40,000 people go to the Brass Band Festival.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The state high school playoffs for softball, baseball, and track and field are all going on this weekend.
It's a big weekend.
There are no hotel rooms anywhere near Lexington available. So, with the NCAA Division I baseball tournament there, they have to find a hotel. The only one with vacancies is hours away, or their other option is stay in the dorm rooms at the University of Kentucky. The University of Kentucky says their dorm rooms are wonderful.
More
like an apartment than your average hotel room. They can sell it all they like, but the folks with the tournament say it's a big pain in the ass for all the teams involved. It's still an hour away from where they're playing, too.
That's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a bad time. But, you know, like, I guess venues and big things, they don't communicate
with each other.
How could you not? How could you not go, okay, what's going on this weekend?
Right.
Well, if we decide to pick this, is there anything else happening there?
Like, could you imagine, like, this weekend in Detroit, you're like, yeah, we want to do, like, a big thing downtown.
Grand Prix. Right.
The Grand Prix.
What? What? What's Grand Prix. Sorry, Grand Prix is here. Yeah. The Grand Prix.
The Grand Prix. The-
and a million other events at the same time. It's like a nightmare.
Oh, my God.
So this is the new thing. They must be. I mean, maybe I'm not a big car racing guy, so maybe they've been doing this for years. So they're literally racing through the streets of downtown Detroit with the Grand Prix this weekend. And then F1 is doing it in Vegas and right through the strip. And people are pissed. They say it right now. It's like a traffic nightmare to get anywhere in Vegas because they're ripping up the streets to fix them.
Oh,
unlike
so that,
Detroit,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Detroit, I guess, fixed a couple of things.
Yeah.
But trust me, from what I've seen, they have not repaved the entire
section. Bryster is just livid.
Why is he livid?
Can't get across.
Can't get across.
What
Rowan's
about the
got a big high school to play apps.
Don't take the bridge.
Well, the problem is, though, there's going to be so much traffic. Yeah. Everything's being diverted to the bridge.
Tell him to come now and stay at your house.
Well, I told him that, and he was like,
great idea.
No, also, I did. I told him that, but he was like, but how long? But then after, it's like, how long is it going to take for me to get home? And I'm like, that's a great question, because I don't.
Stay a week at Chuck's house.
I mean.
Make sure you have coffee for
tell
the
him to come
time.
Over.
Night. He's got one night.
Come over like in the wee hours of the morning.
That's what I told him. I said, listen, why don't you just
tell him to come to work?
You'll
with
be
you.
Up anyway.
Yeah. I'm like, come over at like leave at 11. You could cross. You could stay. We'll watch the game. The problem will be, you know, when are you getting home? I don't know.
Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just let him stay with you until everything calms down.
Yeah. Hopefully he's not.
I like the idea of bringing him into work. He can hang out with me.
Yeah.
A lot of people have asked for him.
Yeah, no, he's never coming on here.
No, I know.
Never. Chuck has said he'll never have his dad.
No, he'll have his own t-shirt in no time.
Yeah, no.
He would love it.
He would love it. He would love it.
But yeah, so I watched this video on the people of Vegas just bitching about the traffic and how.
So they have to close the strip down for this.
Yes.
I'm assuming that they have been doing stuff like this for a long time. F1 was never really my thing. Like when it came to racing, if I was going to buy like a racing video game, I always wanted like the NASCAR game.
It's just wild to watch a race that way. I thought like the whole part of the race was watching them go around the track.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like to be able to almost see the whole thing. Yeah.
Well, you only get to see them. There they go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Second up.
Like you pick like a corner, right? Yep. Like you pick like a or the straightaway where they're the most fast they go.
Here's a quick story on it here about what people are bitching about in Vegas.
Las Vegas Strip for now, but a lot of the main issues here, as you said, are on Harmon. You can see a lot of cones up and those lanes down to one lane in each direction. Now, those who have to drive through here every day say it can't end soon enough.
Deal with this every day is just crazy.
It may not be new, but it's certainly still frustrating.
I've seen a lot of accidents.
Local drivers sharing their concerns over continued Formula One construction. The first round of paving wrapped up on Las Vegas Boulevard a few days ago. But now the nightmare has moved here. On Harmon, between the Strip and Koval.
Oh, it's dangerous because it's like the traffic and so many people walking in, tourists, people get hit, all it's crazy.
Many local drivers like Savon Mills say they have to give themselves at least an extra half hour to get through the area safely. He says winding lanes and rolling closures cause a myriad of issues.
Koval going north towards Flamingo. It's killing everybody.
And Jimmy tells us he and other local Uber and Lyft drivers worry it's only going to get worse in the coming months as the big travel season ramps up.
Summertime is coming up. People are coming for summer vacations.
These cone zones are set to last into September. And since F1's deal lasts through 2032, many also worry this will happen all over again next year.
I can't wait till they just clear all this stuff out and just get the right Formula One.
So drivers who deal with this all the time say anyone heading through should buckle up and plan to ride this all out for the foreseeable future.
That looks awful.
I know. Yeah,
it's not great. And it's not until November, and they're dealing with this now.
No. November.
November. And it sounds like it's going to be every November. Because they do it in Monaco. They do it in some place, some other foreign place. And Singapore. Mm. Vegas is the new addition to this.
I think Vegas is where I got my terrible Uber rating down, you know, like, because I had that guy take me across the street.
Yeah, that's right.
He was so mad.
I pick up a woman.
He was so mad. He's like, you better tip me well for this. I did tip him well, but I think he gave me a terrible
no
rating.
Stars. No stars.
He's like, are you serious? You want to go across the street? I'm like, yeah, look at these heels. I can't.
Dead serious.
I can't walk. I got an event. Please, just take me across the street.
Dead serious.
Zero sensor.
My rating went terrible.
Oh, yeah. Oh wow.
That made me laugh. Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, it's good that they only have to wait until 2032
to get it back to normal.
That'd be fine.
Yep.
The next decade just be a nightmare. Other than that, everything's going to work out. All right, move on to some celebrity dirt here and some serious news. Danny Masterson, famous from That 70s Show, was found guilty yesterday of forcible rape against two women. The jury deadlocked on a third count, and now he's facing 30 years to life in prison. Masterson was accused of raping the three women at his L.A. home between 2001 and 2003. This was right when he was starring on That 70s Show, allegedly. Masterson had denied all the charges. He was first tried last year, but the jury deadlocked on all three counts. But yesterday, they found him guilty on two of the counts.
Man, oh, man. That's bad stuff. But he was on that one show when this all broke, right?
He was, yeah. On a Netflix show?
Yeah.
They kind of let it roll.
Was it...
I can't remember the name of the
Ashton
show.
Was Ashton Kutcher on that show with him, too? And he was like, hey, man, we got to, like, stop this or...
But they did it, though.
Did they keep doing it? I thought
that... I don't
know.
They may have stopped it at some point, but they kind of ran it through...
Eight seasons.
Eight seasons, huh?
Yeah. And he did. He was written off the show. He was fired and written off the show.
Yeah.
In the finale of part five.
Yeah,
and
I just...
Ashton Kutcher did defend him for a while. You know, he said he couldn't believe he would be responsible for anything like that, but...
I think a lot of times, like, you might be friends with someone and not realize, like, what somebody might be capable of.
Meanwhile, the L.A. District Attorney announced that Armie Hammer will not be charged with sexual assault due to insufficient evidence after investigating his case for more than 2 years. Basically, they weren't able to prove that anything happened between him and his accuser that was non-consensual. Mm. Hammer issued a statement saying, quote, I look forward to beginning what will be a long, difficult process of putting my life back together now that my name is cleared.
Yeah, I booked a timeshare appointment through
him. Cayman
Islands. Yeah, but then I heard another commercial and I told him, no, I can't do that.
That's why
I don't know the
That's
price.
Apparently what he was doing. He was selling timeshares in the Cayman Islands.
Yeah.
That's all he could, the only gig he could find.
Which is crazy, really.
Yeah. I don't think he'll ever come back, though.
No.
Even after this, because, I mean, there was all that cannibal stuff.
You can't shake the cannibal stuff.
Yeah.
What a thing to be told about you.
Stuff. It was very important for Harrison Ford, apparently, to act his age in the upcoming Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. That's why he got upset during one scene when stuntmen tried to help him get off a horse. He said, I thought, what the F? Like I was being attacked. I said, leave me the F alone. I'm an old man getting off a horse. I want it to look like an old man getting off a horse.
Mm.
Speaking of things that make Harrison Ford grumpy, don't ever ask him who would win a fight between Indiana Jones and Han Solo. People ask him that question all the time, and he effing hates it.
I think he'd be a tough interview right now.
Oh, he's an old, angry man.
Yeah.
Every interview I've ever seen him do, he seems like he just doesn't want to be there.
Of course,
he
doesn't.
The worst part of his job.
Yeah, which kind of makes me love him still.
When him and Ryan Gosling were doing their little thing, because they're both on that Blade Runner in that movie, they would do interviews, and Ryan Gosling would just be dying laughing because he was so crabby.
Yeah, hated it.
And hated it so much and would say things, and Ryan Gosling would just be like, I can't even believe I'm here right now.
with this guy.
So it's this amazing. Interviewer asked him that question, and he said, I don't want to effing make stuff up like that. I mean, what are you asking me that crap for? Everyone asked me that crap.
They need to tell people, don't ask him this.
Please don't ask him anything to do with...
Please, one day let me talk to Harrison Ford so I can ask him that.
Please. Bitch slaps James right across the face. Yeah.
The best bitch slap I've ever received.
Oh, my God, yes. Well, speaking of Ryan Gosling, he has some thoughts about all his Gen Z haters who were upset about his casting as Ken in the upcoming Barbie movie. I didn't realize this, but I guess on social media, he was blown up. People called him too old, too dry, too ugly.
Oh, yeah. I thought all those things about him.
Me and Lisa were the only ones defending him.
Yeah.
Ryan says, quote, I would say if people don't want to play with my Ken, there are many other Kens to play with. He said, it's funny, though, this kind of clutching your pearls idea of not my Ken. Like you ever thought about Ken before this? But suddenly it's like, no, we've cared about Ken this whole time. No, you didn't. He said, you never did. You never cared about Ken.
True. Yes, we did.
You would know that no one cared about Ken.
Ken was Barbie's boyfriend. Yes, we cared.
Did you really care?
Yes, I think so.
I think girls. Kens. Yeah. Well, I guess that's his point, though.
Oh, there was not one. But I had multiple Barbies, too.
Yeah, I know.
So,
but they all need Ken boyfriends. Used to all... True. So true. but Ken used to always look just like Ken. Right. And then they switched it to be like, now there's a dark-haired Ken,
a blonde Ken. And a blonde Ken.
You know what I mean? So I always thought it was just Cowboy Ken. Yeah, no, like, I believe Ken eventually...
Leather pants.
Of course.
Because I think even in this...
Hey, Ken.
Yeah. Well, no, he's straight.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he was straight. He just loved leather.
He's with Barbie, Dave.
Yeah, right.
Hello.
Duh.
Well, Ryan Gosling says he does care about Ken now since he's actually played him and he actually feels like Ken's representative. Barbie hits theaters July 21st.
I think even in this movie, they've alluded to, like, I think every guy... possibly that's in this movie might be Ken.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's many different Barbies, there's many different Kens.
That's all represented in this movie.
Leonardo DiCaprio introduced his ancient 28-year-old girlfriend to his mom.
Oh my God. That's a big step.
I wonder how many, though. Like, if his mom is introduced to every girlfriend, and she just like, oh, God, here comes another one?
I have to assume she's not.
She's not? You don't think?
I have to assume that this is a pretty big step.
I just watched one of his ex-girlfriends in a show, Daisy Jones and the Six, it's called. It was based off of a book, whatever. And I'm like, oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, she dated Leo, but she got too old.
Oh, that's what happens. 25 comes creeping up.
I can't remember her name. Camilla or something.
Leo took a break from partying to enjoy a night out with a group of pals, including British model Neelam Gill, who you can see there, and his mother, Ermelin.
His mother cannot get attached to any of his
girlfriends. No. The 48-year-old Titanic actor could be seen keeping a low profile as he left the Chiltern Firehouse in London. The movie star's mom was also photographed exiting the venue with his girlfriend. DiCaprio sported his usual look, rocking a black bomber jacket, jeans, white sneakers, and a signature baseball cap. What he's been doing, though, lately is using the COVID mask to his advantage to try and cover his face.
Say, why is he wearing that? Just disguise.
Incognito.
Yeah.
His mom is 80.
Then I saw your jeans.
His mom is 80, and his girlfriend is 28.
His mom is how old?
80.
80? Wow, she's all in a sparkly jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Hanging out.
She was. It's like how you want to be when you're 80, I think. Any sparkly jumpsuits?
Yeah.
Coach purse and a sparkly jumpsuit for me, please.
She doesn't look 80.
No, she doesn't.
I mean, her face...
I mean, close, but still 80.
You should have seen my 80-year-old nanny.
Guess it helps.
She wasn't wearing sparkly jumpsuits?
No.
Helps to have Leo money.
Yeah, it does.
Probably getting some touch-ups and stuff done for sure.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, James. It has been officially confirmed. Channing Tatum will never do another Magic Mike.
Loser.
Between acting, producing, directing, and being a best-selling author, he just released his third children's book.
Mm-hmm.
The 43-year-old star is taking the summer off. He says he's been working for 2.5 years straight and he needs a break. He stars in the upcoming film Pussyland, directed by Zoe Kravitz.
Okay.
but he says he has.
It's an incredible movie.
You could have dropped a pin in here. There was silence.
Well, I mean, that's a lot.
I think we're waiting for David.
Don't worry.
Yeah. It's a movie about kitty cats.
It's a
cartoon children's story about felines.
Guess not.
Anyway, Channing Tatum says he has no plans to return to his role of Magic Mike after Magic Mike's Last Dance premiered in February. He said, "I'm done. We've done it all. We've chewed all the meat off that bone. There's nothing left to do."
I'll show you some more meat on that bone.
Oh, my God. he says the actually only thing meat I would consider coming back for is grumpy old strippers. He said that actually could be a funny premise.
I could see that actually becoming a movie, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bummer. Yeah. I mean, I guess I just have to watch all the other Magic Mike movies and
exactly
do what I do to myself when it's on the TV.
Jesus, Lord. There's a thought for you.
Yep.
The Super Mario Brothers movie has just become the second highest grossing animated movie of all time. It earned $560 million in North America and $727 million internationally. Worldwide box office haul of $1.28 billion. This means that the 2023 animated adaptation of the beloved video game franchise has overtaken Frozen at $1.284 billion to become the second biggest animated movie ever. It trails now only behind Frozen 2, which took in $1.45 billion. They don't think it has enough gas left in the tank to surpass Frozen 2 on the all-time chart, but it does stand a chance of becoming the highest animated grossing movie at the domestic box office if it can pass Incredible 2's $608 million lifetime haul. Remember when they were about to release this and said, we're holding off on any sequels just to see how it does?
Yeah, I think. Well, there was a lot of backlash early on because of What's-His-Nuts.
Yeah, Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
Just using his regular voice.
And that turns out that didn't matter at all.
Not a bit. Not a second.
Not one single bit. This helps him, though, doesn't it?
Oh, it helps his box office count.
Yeah, that's
numbers.
What I'm saying. It's like, you know, like, oh, yeah, that I got dude, a couple billion
dollars.
He's
got to be near
movies.
The top now, right?
He has to be. Jurassic Park movies, Jurassic World movies,
like the Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
He has to be. I thought Harrison, I remember way back in the day, like Harrison Ford was. You know, Tommy C probably is up there. You know, Will Smith maybe.
Samuel L. Jackson's number one.
Well, yeah, because he's had bit roles in a ton of huge movies.
Robert Downey Jr., Scarlett Johansson. Chris Pratt's number four now.
Yeah.
And this may even be before they factor in Super Mario Brothers.
You're right.
So he probably will jump up that list. He'll probably be near the top if he keeps going the way he's going.
But when you see that, you understand it's like, okay, well, we got to get one of these names, you know, because you just rolling the dice hoping something takes off. But
well, if you were hoping for more of Ted Lasso,
I'm not sure.
Think again. The Ted Lasso season 3 finale dropped yesterday on Apple TV Plus. I'm not going to give away any spoilers, but Jason Sudeikis says in his opinion the story's done.
Was done season 2.
Yeah,
yes.
I agree.
Yeah.
Sounds like a political answer, but it's the truth. He said, we only conceived these 3 seasons. Then this thing became this big old thing. He said, but before you get bummed out, there are opportunities for spin-offs. Whether it's a book, whether it's doing podcasts about the episodes, or just talking through things and the themes. He said, it would like to explain the show in a better way than I've ever been able to explain it to anyone.
You could tell that they kind of just put together season 3 and didn't really know what to do with it. You know,
yes, it lacked direction.
I thought so. They really lost me. I was almost going to give up on it.
I just told you, Dave, yesterday off the air. I was like, I'm done. I don't think I can finish. I'm almost done with the show, and I'm like, I can't do it.
Lisa will drop a show.
It's nice. There's
just
a couple of nice
just to
episodes,
see. Yeah,
right?
I just have to wrap it up.
You just have to wrap it up.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of a series, like a TV series, knowing when it's time to just have it be over.
Me too. Yes.
They always said he envisioned 3 seasons. So I thought, okay, then they've got a perfect story arc. They know exactly where it's going. But
no,
I feel like they probably
all over the place.
With 2 seasons is what they had thought out.
Yeah.
It's really, really hard to, especially like not really knowing where you want to take something. And managing to make it really, really good.
I think, honestly, if it wasn't for the pandemic, the show never would have been the hit it was.
Right.
Because they released it at a time when everyone was in a bad place mentally. And this was like this funny, upbeat, positive guy that kind of took your mind off things for a while.
I watched it after, kind of.
Did you?
And it, yeah, and I enjoyed it. I thought season one was very enjoyable, but yeah.
I just don't think it would have got eyes on it as much and got all the attention
so too.
It got if it hadn't come out when it came out.
Well, here's something to think about. How about going back to Dunder Mifflin with a twist? A new version of The Office is in production, but this time, instead of being led by Michael Scott, a female boss, Hannah Howard, is going to be in charge. This is the Australian version of The Office.
Oh, so they're still just making the... it's going to be the same... Will they do the same episodes?
There's no way they could do.
No, you can't.
We're at a different time. When The Office premiered like in the early 2000s, they could get away with a lot more. As I've said before, you watch that show now on Netflix or wherever it is, Paramount Plus or I don't
know.
You can't believe they could say some of those things and do some of those things.
I've only watched, I think, maybe a couple episodes of the British version of The Office. But I know, like, I think that first episode, they're exact.
Yeah, the first episode's like a shot-for-shot remake.
Yeah, it's like a shot-for-shot remake.
But the U.S. Office went on for years longer. The British Office was only two seasons,
What I mean, and I don't even know how many exact episodes there were. I don't think it was like that version.
The original one, there was 12 total, I think, in a special.
I watched the British Office. I thought it was funny.
It was very funny. Ricky Gervais as David Brent was amazing. Yeah.
Right.
So that ran from 2001 to 2003. The American version ran from 2005 to 2013. And now they're doing an Australian version. But yeah, office politics have changed a lot over the past two decades. So we'll see what they do with the show. And
also,
how they
just
can get away
everybody's
with it.
Working from home.
Well, that's it. So that's the kind of how they're going through this. This version of the show will have this woman as the managing director of a packaging company called Finley Craddock. After COVID, she must deal with the news that her branch is shutting down and her staff will have to work from home. This sends her into outrageous schemes to keep her work family together. This is actually not the third version of The Office. It's the 13th version of The Office because there have been versions all over the world. France, Israel, everywhere.
Wow, Ricky Gervais is just making bank.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, he's like, yeah, go ahead. Make
it. Make another one. Give me that check. Okay.
Yeah, good for him.
He's the one doing well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you can't be funny the way you used to be able to be funny without offending people.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't even know, you know.
So this one's going to have a lot of accidental nudity on Zoom meetings within the workplace. Things being overheard that's not supposed to be heard.
Yeah, like peeing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably get old quick.
Yeah, well.
In music news, there is a female artist who says she treats her butt like a purse.
And Lizzo.
I don't mean that she jams everything in there like gum and keys and stuff. SZA says she treats her ass as an accessory. She says it's just there to enhance whatever else. And that's why I paid for it, because my ass works for me.
What's her name?
SZA.
Never heard of SZA.
No.
You would, I believe.
You would know
SZA. I would probably enjoy her music.
Yes, you probably would.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So she's admitting she had some ass work done. And
everyone has ass work done now.
She's adamant that the choice was hers. She said, I always wanted a really fat ass with a lot of less gym time. And I wanted it for me. I didn't succumb to industry pressure. I succumbed to my own eyes in the mirror being like, no, I need more ass.
Not a lot of interviews focus on the ass so much.
No.
It's big now, though.
You ever look in the mirror, Chuck, and say, no, I need more ass?
I've known I could have used a bit more ass, but I just don't want to go through the whole Brazilian butt lift.
Right.
I mean, listen, I can't have a great ass. That'd be...
It's too much.
It'd be too irresistible.
Too much for me.
Too much, Chuck.
Dude, put your ass away.
Can't handle that.
You know, no, the world can't handle too much.
You know, I can't. Right.
Too much Chuck
it's
ass.
It's been altered.
And here's something odd. Many Taylor Swift fans say they're suffering from post-concert amnesia.
You mean Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, he can't remember a thing.
Do you see him rocking out at the Taylor Swift show? Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Does he have a young girlfriend there or something? That's where most of the old guys were going because they are going to it because of the young girlfriends.
But do you dance around?
Yeah, I don't know.
You probably do. I know you Portnoy do. Went too and
he
got
did.
Like a
well,
billion.
Well, his girlfriend is very
yeah,
young.
Yeah. He knows how to do it, but. But he was like a Swifty. He was saying,
"Yeah,
Swifty.
Yeah, I know."
And this is a little bit of
where's Aaron?
There he is. Can you hear?
You know, where, I don't see a woman around.
No, I guess
him.
Not.
That's what's unusual.
No, well, I don't.
Bradley
think it
Cooper
is.
Was
that
there
guy.
With his daughter, which that's appropriate.
That makes sense. And
yeah,
just Aaron Rodgers dancing by himself.
There was
I think he's just by himself.
There.
Yeah,
he got out of that ayahuasca tent and just went right to the Swift show and.
So there's actually this Reddit thread dedicated to concert goers who have shared similar stories of post-concert amnesia after seeing Taylor Swift. One of the girls went to see Taylor Swift perform at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. She can't remember the specifics of anything she witnessed. She said, "This post-concert amnesia is real. If I didn't have the five-minute video that my friend took of me jamming to it, I honestly wouldn't remember that it happened." She said she started trying to recall the show as she waited in line to exit the stadium, asking her friends, "Wait, did she play this? How much did she play of that?"
Well, it's too bad because you spent so much money on the ticket. You want to remember. Yeah.
The thing is, I think they're just so emotionally affected by it all. Like you're just screaming at the top of your lungs.
That's it. They blame it on sensory overload.
Yeah.
And the great deal of anticipation people are feeling before the lead up to the show.
Listen, when I took Stella to see Billie Eilish, I was like in a little bit of shock with how the whole entire stadium was reacting to an artist. And I was like, this is what it's all about, you know? Because honestly, like even being young, I don't know if I ever went to a show where it was like, every single person there was singing every single lyric at the top of their lungs, crying. You know, it would have been like, it had like, I guess what the Beatles, like that kind of feel. And I wasn't into that kind of music. I wasn't into like, you know, the pop side of things. So I wouldn't have seen it.
In an effort to get to the bottom of what these Swifties are dealing with, Time Magazine spoke with Ewan McNay, an associate professor in the Department of Psychology at the State University of New York at Albany. He said, it's actually not a concert-specific phenomenon. It can happen anytime you're in a highly emotional state. If you're slightly on edge, with a little bit of excitement, you'll actually remember better. But too much excitement pushes you over the edge in terms of memory formation. And you're actually unable to make memories then.
I don't remember 95% of the shows that I went to see. I don't have a single memory because I will be told. I think I just let it all go somehow. And I will be told, oh, yeah, when we went to that thing. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't remember even being there.
We're both the same that way, honestly. And people will ask me about stuff. I'm like, no, I didn't. I'm like, yeah, you were there.
Yeah.
I remember my every show.
I don't. I have no.
I wish I did.
I can recall every show. There's certain shows I forgot I was at, though, too, where somebody's been like, you remember when we were at the show?
You go to a lot of shows, I guess. You like. Yeah. I don't know. They're really special to me.
No, I guess what it was is just, I was going to a lot of shows and just.
I went to a lot of shows, too. I have all the tickets. So I do.
Well, that's what made me realize, at least, because someone had requested, oh, does anyone have any tickets from this one venue around here? And I'm like, oh, you know, I should go through my tickets. I'm going through. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I was at that? I was at that? And I was like, I had the ticket stubs and no recollection of the shows at all. Big shows.
Like, whoa.
And I didn't get after it. It's not like I was like completely out of my mind or something.
You know, honestly, you make fun of me with my pictures, but it's part of the reason why I started doing that. I'll take a picture of at least one picture from everything I go to. So I'll be like, oh,
it helps. Yeah, it really does. Yeah. Yeah. Reference.
Yeah. And now I can look back and go, oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, because there was no real picture taking.
Right.
No.
It's on your phone. Like, you just quickly take
something. The heart of our concert going.
We're going to take a break. When we come back in a moment, a check of the news on the way. Where was a Michigan couple just busted doing oral? How did some vehicles take to the skies in some very dangerous ways? And where did they just have to put up a don't have sex here sign? Mm. We'll get to that, those crazy Canadians, and much more straight ahead. We'll return after this.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
There is a girl in Metro Detroit who decided she would bring music to the people. A lakeside audience was treated to an impromptu concert when she floated down a lake playing her violin. Mm-hmm. Here's the story.
Kaori is 18 and has been playing the violin for 12 years. She's now using her talents to offer hope in troubling times. She plays for 2 hours on a different lake each night. It all started when she was playing for a neighbor's family gathering, and they offered their paddle boat for her to play on the water.
Any chance we can get a paddle boat? I would love James to be dressed up, and then maybe we could get Al to shred on guitar with a loud amplifier.
There we go.
And then see how much these lake people enjoy that.
I'm in. I like it.
All right, Al, you ready?
His underwear, Harold.
Oh my god!
That's just frightening.
I don't think I could do it. James would be way too distracting. I couldn't play.
Look at my ass!
Can't help it.
The lake community would freak out.
But there's like a couple of randy old bra tossing their bikini bottoms at us.
I did it, Al! They tossed the bottoms in the lake!
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And Chuck the Freak.
Hi there. It's Thursday, the 1st of June. You are with Dave and Chuck the Freak. Coming up, how did some vehicles take to the skies in some very dangerous ways? Where did they just have to put up a don't have sex here sign?
Not my room.
And those crazy Canadians, what very Canadian thing did a guy do after robbing a place? That's all coming up. We're going to start here.
Dave and Chuck the Freak's pervert of the day.
Is there any place sexier?
Yes.
Than a Michigan bus stop?
No. Not really. I mean, I try to drive by them as fast as I can so I don't do anything.
Get turned on.
Yeah.
Only place sexier would be a Michigan rest stop.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Charges of indecent exposure are being sought against a man and a woman witnessed having oral sex in public the other day.
At the bus stop,
at the bus stop.
Woo. Best place to get it.
Wow. This wasn't under cover of night. This was 2:52 in the afternoon.
Oh.
An officer from the Jackson Police Department was dispatched to the public bus stop in the 1100 block of Northwest Avenue for a report of a woman blowing a man.
Yes.
We got a 69.
Yeah.
Code 69. The responding officer found the suspects, a 41-year-old man and a 28-year-old woman, and then spoke with multiple fellow bus riders who witnessed the incident while waiting for the bus.
That's incredible. Like, they didn't even try to find their own little private bus stop.
Nothing.
They didn't care.
No.
Nope.
I bet they were attractive.
Oh, I'm sure.
I bet they were. Unfortunately, they're not releasing their names yet. And no mugshots.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
A police report was completed. It's now being forwarded to the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office to be reviewed for indecent exposure charges. If they are charged, then we could see mugshots. But until then,
we're still trying to decide. So what you're saying is we can do this. This is what you are saying, Dave Hunter.
I am actually not saying
Dave Hunter has said.
I am 100% not saying.
They won't even charge you.
Don't blow people at the bus stop, James.
I got to ruin my afternoon plans.
I am saying that to get ahead of it.
Yeah, smart.
Do not blow people at the bus stop.
But you said it was allowed, and now you're saying that's not allowed.
Yeah.
You know, you're breaking
my
heart.
No charges. No charges.
So far, they're just waiting.
Hmm. No charges yet.
I could help those people out.
What does that mean?
You just got to find a place with closed doors, you know? There's got to be, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but there's got to be a porta potty nearby.
Oh, my God.
I thought he was going to offer to hold up a curtain
that's
or something.
Worse than a bus stop.
Oh, it is.
I agree. I'd rather get an outdoor bus stop BJ than a porta potty BJ.
Yeah. Yeah.
The odors involved.
The audience is added.
No
thing,
charges.
But no charges.
No, no charges.
You're right. No charges.
Closed
no
and private
charges.
Than that.
No charges.
So, that was smart.
Yep.
With years of mental scars.
Yep. And a disappointed Lisa, which is probably more so. Oh,
yeah, that's true.
He also gets an erection every time he smells a porta potty.
Let's hope not.
That is not true.
I hope not. I hope not. It could be, though, huh?
You smell that, Jason?
That'll be some crossed wires.
No, that's it. I mean, it can happen. But don't do it.
No. I'd rather that than Lisa be disappointed.
I forget about it, and then it gets brought up here all the time. So.
Yeah, I did it to myself, Lisa. Yeah.
She's probably more disappointed in the girl who went along with it.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah, not so much you that someone agreed to do it with you in there.
Yep.
Did we ever find out what they got up to?
Who?
Who?
This... Jason.
Yeah.
Like what the act that was performed.
Yeah,
I believe so.
You know,
He
was performed upon.
Act.
Okay.
I was performed upon. I don't know what else would be.
Yeah, you were performed upon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. What, are you getting a blumpkin?
Don't you wish you didn't bring it up?
Nah, I mean, not really.
Yeah, no, it's out there, right?
Care.
Just part
if you
of
bring
who
that
you are.
Up, you know.
Let's make some, okay. We can make some jokes.
He loves when people talk about his public blumpkin.
That make Jason.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Put it together.
Yeah, that's true.
Better for me to bring it up than it just come out of left field
yes,
in the middle
agreed.
Of
right. Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about the lady. I was like, I don't know where she is.
No,
that's
no.
what I thought, too. I was like, wow, no, Dave, we haven't tracked her down.
No, not her. I just want. I couldn't recall if they actually nailed or if he just got serviced.
I was serviced.
You were porta potty serviced.
Yes.
Yes.
Performed upon.
One more group of perverts making news today. These ones from Ohio. A Youngstown, Ohio couple cited for having sex in full view of passing motorists on Interstate 680 northbound after police were sent to a 911 call on an open line. Again, this is weird. What time? 2:55 p.m. That's, on the same day.
That's the magic time.
They call it the banging hour.
Yeah. Right before 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Get it in.
Get it on.
We're on before the clock
afternoon
strikes three.
Afternoon delights? What's happening?
Yeah.
So officers were dispatched 2:55 p.m. after call takers in the 911 center got a call, but no one was on the line.
So they butt dialed in their escapade.
The center was able to map the call to the Pike Street area. As officers searched the area, they heard a woman moaning and headed in that direction. Reports say they found a 37-year-old woman and a 38-year-old man having sex in view of passing cars on the freeway.
That's scary, though, because 911's been called. They hear noise. You know they're thinking the worst.
Oh.
So they are rolling up.
Yeah, probably guns drawn.
Oh, man, yeah.
The couple saw the cops and got dressed. When they were asked what was going on, the man admitted that his wife
wanted to get intimate immediately, so they pulled over.
Good for him.
And he believes he did butt dial 911.
That's incredible. In they were process. Driving.
They were driving on an
she
Ohio
said,
freeway.
Take me now like, on the side of
I
the road.
I must have you.
Wow. Good for them.
Holy cow.
Good for them.
I mean, go yeah, a
baby,
little
I'll
bit.
Pull over. Just hold on.
He pulled right over.
Who doesn't pull over?
Me. I would not. I'm like, what? I'm not banging you on the side of the road.
Come
Give it
on.
A wait 10 minutes.
Your lady, if you, you had a lady
woman,
who said, I want
God,
you now.
I'm not banging on the street.
It's not the street. It's the side of the road.
I'm not banging on the side of the road in front of cars passing us. Settle down.
Yeah. Got to find a better spot than that.
Like, God, there's got to be somewhere else. Just relax. Hold on. Pull up maps.
Maps.
I'm just saying, I think a lot of people would jump at the chance. If someone's that horny, they need it immediately.
I don't know. I think it's a real, I mean, you can do stuff in your car. You don't have to get out, get on the side of the road.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Probably bigger folks.
Yeah. You think so, Ohio?
Yeah, they needed the room.
I never thought of that.
Oh, yeah, they couldn't do it in the car. That would be a strange.
That's it. Came in.
It's right here on the side of the road.
Hey, Wendy.
Oh, now you've ruined my...
Well, what do you think? You think it was going to be like the two hottest... I bet the bus stop
sex.
People and the road sex people have a lot in common.
This is where it happened, right here.
Right.
Wow.
What a beautiful view.
Where did he park?
It's pulled over, probably, right?
Oh, my God.
What would be amazing is if you saw the Google
if
car
Google
coming.
Street Maps have been out just then.
That's when you do it.
That has to have happened, I bet.
There has to be people that have seen it and at least got naked.
At least like there's some woods around.
Yeah, I was going to say hit the woods maybe, but even still, like bugs.
Get ticks in your butt.
Come on, relax. Who cares? Have some sex.
Listen, I'm not. I guess I'm just beyond that.
Sex?
Yeah. I rank
off the road sex.
Yeah, I rank like getting eaten by bugs
higher than having sex.
Far worse. Yeah.
Dave, you sound like you would just jump out of the car.
I feel like you would. I feel like you would.
I'm just saying you would.
I think he would. You got Amber's like, take me on the side of the road, Big Dave.
You only live once.
Yeah, but
YOLO.
Yeah, but like I've
done
all that.
Trouble and
yeah,
things like poison ivy.
Smart.
Oh my God! You imagine getting poison oak or something?
Yeah, that would suck.
Well, if Dave ever comes in with it, we know how he got
it.
Dave, why do you have poison ivy all over your ass?
Amber couldn't. She's
all right.
Insatiable.
And how old are these people? They were in their 30s. Was that the couple? 38,
37.
So yeah, they're beyond the 37, point.
I know. I don't get it.
Should you know?
Could be a fresh. New
I think it's probably fresh. If
could
anything,
new,
you know, you throw fresh. Sure. You throw brand fresh new. In there. But they were married. It still could be
married. Married people.
Yeah, I know.
Understand
it's a
this.
Real twisted up thing.
This is messing with Lisa's mind.
Late 30s no married?
Go get a bed.
You have a bed.
Well, maybe they don't.
You have a car,
they
you have a bed. So many better options.
Oh. A nude beach in the Netherlands has been having an issue with public sex. And it seems that at least in one municipality, they get dozens of complaints a year. I guess if people are nude...
Doesn't nude beach, don't you just assume that's a sexual beach? I do.
I don't know. I'm sure there's lots of nudists that would argue that, Chuck. But I think that for me, it seems like, wow, if I see a hot naked lady walk by, how could I control my erection?
I think what it is most of them are just, hey, we're just cool and free being naked. But knowing at the same time, you might walk down the beach and see a couple having sex because that is a free and naked
anything goes kind of lifestyle thing.
I feel like in a nudist resort, there are always people having sex somewhere.
To combat the problem, signs have been posted warning visitors that just because it's a nude beach doesn't mean it's okay to have sex. There is the no sex sign they put up there. Reportedly, the move was made after it had become known the beach was a place where you can just go for random sex romps. Mm-hmm. They want to stop that. That's not good. Apparently, no odd shaped titties allowed there as well.
Yeah, and whatever that
I
means,
like the idea of nudists being like, control yourself.
Yeah. Right? Like some strict nudists. Yeah. Hey! What, is that an erection?
Oh my God! You're just supposed to be nude.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the majority are.
Yes, but I do think that there is a group that, you know, are down. And I think a lot of them are just, they're into their own nudity, but they, like, they're not there to tread on your nudity. And if your nudity involves having sex on the chair,
they'll turn then that eye. Is,
I think so. So,
don't do it. Especially not at this beach.
Well, not at that beach,
what does
no.
That say? What is the site is this?
This is Amsterdam's the
famous, Bergen.
Amsterdam's famous G-string roller skater dead at age 66.
What? No!
It just caught my...
Oh,
just
no.
Caught my eye.
This will be a headline when James passes.
Yeah. Detroit's famous thong-wearing radio man dead at 66. There he is, Lisa.
Amsterdam wow. James.
Amsterdam
oh
James.
God, James.
I hope I can look that good look when I'm that age.
Glutes.
Amsterdam's.
He's just checking out his ass.
Well, she's not
look at his 66.
That thing is popping.
Look at the definition.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. He's the famous G-string skater, Henry Pronker. He passed away overnight. He was 66. The man with his bare laugh. Butt and tanned legs on top of either rollerblades or skates hoped to be remembered as a symbol of freedom, much like James.
Yeah.
The G-string skater first showed up in Amsterdam in the late 80s with a blonde mop of hair and bare buttocks. Yes. Quickly became a fixture of the Dutch capital. For decades, he stood as a symbol of how you were free to be whoever you oh, wanted
video.
To be.
Yeah, let's see
in
him in
Amsterdam.
Action.
Here he
so,
is.
Like, I'm taking a bike ride right now, and yeah, then I'm like, who is this guy in front of me? Oh, my God, what an incredible
out
ass.
For a day in Amsterdam.
Bergen, Bergen!
Yeah. He's in front of you, ass on display.
Ring, 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 ring.
Man, that's a hell of a view.
James.
That's incredible.
James, you need more roller skates.
I know, I do. I should get some rollerblades going. How do I compete with that guy's
my
ass, though?
Yeah, that thing is impressive.
Like, he spends a lot of time in the gym working on that
yeah.
bad boy.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. He does some squats.
I'm amazed.
He had his heyday in the 90s when he did ads. He applied ads on his thighs. So you can wow. advertise on his thighs.
Oh, yeah.
What an interesting way to make a living.
Hey, kid, you want to advertise on my thighs? Right here, the prime spot.
It's a pervert innovation.
Exactly.
What did he die of?
Who knows?
Oh, but of course he gets older. He disappeared from the streets in recent years, first due to a fall that left his skating less smooth than he liked.
Yeah,
and then he became ill.
He got the cancer.
Aw.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Takes the best of us sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
That guy is ripped.
Wow, he got cancer, huh?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. That's why you just never know, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks like a fairly in shape dude, right?
He seems to me to be an inspiration.
That headline really caught my eye.
Yeah, I know it did, Lisa.
Hold on a minute.
Amsterdam's
G-string roller skating. Stop the presses. I don't know what site you're on, but this is incredible.
It's two of Lisa's favorite things.
Yes.
Yeah. G-strings and skating.
Yeah. G-string Billy is what they call him.
Yeah.
G-string Billy. I bet if you toured, you went to Amsterdam.
I bet you saw him all the time. There is a... where I would have practices for baseball, there is a trail, and there is one person that uses the trail that is in, like, you know, the shorts that are just, they just
way
show your
short.
whole ass. It's just hanging out.
Yeah. Those hooch daddy shorts?
Oh, yeah. No. And
what a weirdo, huh?
He goes by on a bike.
Sounds like a pretty
all
cool
the time.
Dude.
All the time. Every time you're going to see him. It's impressive. He's not as built as this guy was, though.
No, and not many men are as built as this guy.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, R.I.P.
Yeah, you lost one. You lost a real one.
Roller skating,
G-string Billy.
G-string Billy.
Oh my God, Dave! I don't know what site you're on.
Hold on a minute. Stop the presses.
Did you notice that Amsterdam's famous G-string rollerblading man has died?
When I first saw it, I was like, there's no way that's a man. And I'm like, oh, no, it is a man.
It is. I'm tweeting this out if you want to see the article in this dude. And as Lee says, great glutes for yourself.
Dude, I'd pay money to have the arms that this guy had.
Just look up Dave and Chuck on Twitter.
Yeah.
He lived quite a life.
He did.
Advertising on his thighs.
Lisa, don't you think that we could have advertised on that man's thighs? Like, we missed a real opportunity.
I don't know if our show was big in Amsterdam.
It could have been. It could have been.
I wonder how much he charged.
Oh, dance on Chuck's Lafrikans.
It could have been huge.
Oh, on his thighs.
Check that out.
Missed opportunity.
Yes. Dave on one thigh, Chuck the Freak on the other.
You get to get real close to read our website.
Yeah, like our little.
Oh, Dave's on Chuck's.
His penis would be a microphone, you guys are sharing.
Yeah. Oh, my. Whose is that?
I love that Dave's on Chuck's the Freaks.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Radio program.
Could have been a big hit in Amsterdam. Oh, well. Missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Famous American radio program. Dave's on Chuck the Freaks. Checks it out.
If you're a certain age, you remember playing Duck Hunt on the original Nintendo, chasing the ducks across the TV screen with that gray and orange gun-shaped controller. A 25-year-old guy in North Carolina named David D'Alessandro just robbed a convenience store this week with a plastic Duck Hunt gun. I mean, it was painted black, so it wasn't that obvious. It's unclear if David knew what the gun wanted. I mean, he's 25, right? This game was way before his time. Maybe he just found it somewhere while he was living in his parents' basement or something. The robbery was successful for a moment. He showed the gun. He took $300 from the register. But the clerk called the cops and they found David almost immediately.
Yeah, I mean, it's I guess he's lucky he didn't go into a store that where the guy really knows guns.
You're right.
Because
or is packing himself.
Yeah, that man just sees that gun, laughs, and then shoots you.
You can check out the gun and his mugshot.
Oh, yeah, that is
it. Checkthefreak.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't really believe he's got some kind of advanced laser.
No, you don't.
He's got a feminine face.
Yeah, he's got a look about him. Yeah.
But facial hair, right?
Yeah. Yep. It's you just.
He could be in the process of changing himself.
Yeah, you have no clue, you know.
Right. You don't know.
You don't know.
For now.
That game was everything, though, back when I was a kid.
That damn dog laughing at you when you missed.
Oh, yeah.
Up next, a couple of stories of cars and vehicles taking to the skies. Not in good ways.
Right.
The first one happened near Valdosta, Georgia. A car flies over a tow truck, Dukes of Hazzard style.
It really, this is a Dukes of Hazzard style stunt, right?
Absolutely it is. I mean, it wasn't a stunt.
No.
It was just someone not paying attention. But here's a quick story of how it happened.
Scene, it looked something out of an action movie. So police in Georgia were making a traffic stop, and then a car on the other side of the highway drives up the back of a tow truck ramp at full speed, and then it goes airborne.
Good. That's insane.
Okay, 10-50 rollover. 9-second EMS immediate roll.
What? The car hit the tow truck cab before flying about 120 feet, then hit another car when it landed. The driver did survive, but was seriously hurt. One deputy was hurt by some flying debris.
Yeah, you're definitely going to be seriously hurt after that one. Like, usually like a stuntman in a special car.
Yeah, that's like something you do in Grand Theft Auto. You find some of those hidden jumps and hit them with your car.
Yeah.
That's someone on their phone or something, right? Or totally distracted.
Yeah. Or just they see 25 cops on the other side of the road.
They're too busy looking.
And they're like looking over. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of cops on the other side of the road. So you're like, what is going on? And don't realize probably not the best place for the.
Yeah.
Because was the wrecker right in a lane? Like, was that person just in the lane and just jumped this?
I think so. I think that wrecker was in the lane. Like on the other side.
Yeah.
Of the freeway, though.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, it's right out of a movie.
Oh, it totally is.
I don't know how they're not dead, really.
Yeah, the fact that they survived is crazy.
Yep. You can check that out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com as well as the next story. This one, when I first saw it, I thought, well, it's Barb and her husband gone wild.
Oh, wow.
Right? They're in their RV. They're touring across the country, but they miss their ferry. They can't miss it.
No.
So they figure they'll try and make it.
No, you can't jump to the ferry.
Hold on, Barb.
No!
We're going to give it a try.
There are people standing there.
A 200-foot gap that this RV jumps to get on a ferry. You ready?
It's in motion. Where is it?
Watch. Here it comes.
Oh,
there it is.
Babe! Oh, God, they made it! God.
Well, you all right?
They're dead, but they made it.
It's pretty.
Is that insane?
Big crash.
Barb! I think we're going to land it, Barb!
Look at the person who's so lucky. Are they dead?
This person?
Yeah. No, oh, no, they got out of the way. Here comes Barb.
Guy's lucky he's not a little bit ahead of himself, and this woman's lucky she moved out of the way.
You told me the wrong damn time, Barb.
You're
going to be late. If we don't make that boat, then the whole vacation's ruined. Just hold on.
Have you ever seen...
It. Yeah, we made it, Barb. We made it, but the RV is...
it's a pancake.
That thing is in rough shape. I don't know if the rest of the trip's going to go so well, but...
I have never seen a vehicle just be reduced to flattened.
Oh my God, from the pressure of hitting something.
It's flattened.
The RV literally turned to dust, Barb. Who knew? I'm surprised we got to all that air, though. But.
Listen, I didn't think there was any way an RV could go fast enough to hit a jump and jump 200 feet.
I don't even think they could do that in an action movie if they tried.
Yeah. No! Like, Tommy C was like, we can't do it.
That is nuts.
Are they okay?
No.
Oh,
yeah. Save that little bit. I figured we'd get the comedy in before
I know. Yeah, I just think so. They're reality. Dead, right?
Yeah.
It's too bad. That's too bad. You could see that they couldn't survive that.
You're right, Lisa.
I mean, this actually happened
in Quebec, Canada. This guy scaled a sizable opening in this RV, landing on a ferry, tragically dying, though. There's lots of video.
By himself.
He was...
You know, there'd be other people, right? I mean, you're not in a big RV.
There's a woman,
RV,
a female a passenger woman. With him.
She's
he was
too.
The passenger.
Oh, he was the passenger?
He was the passenger. Oh, the man was only a passenger.
Oh.
It says.
I think there's a typo. I think, I believe the man was driving and he passed away due to his injuries. And then there's a woman passenger who was in critical condition.
Barb and her husband.
Yeah.
We're fine. Barb slept through the whole thing.
They can survive that. They get out. They introduce themselves to the people out there.
Hey, everybody, how we doing? You excited about the trip? What the hell? Yeah, I know. I had to jump it, Barb. Hell of a thing with Barb. You know, she said we got to be here.
Time.
Yeah, she said we got to be here at 3:45. Turns out we had to be here at 3:30. So the boat was leaving, and so that's all that's left of the RV. It is
a pretty much a write-off, huh?
A pile of rubble.
Yeah.
And luckily, Barb and I weren't critically injured during that insane stunt.
She's still asleep somehow.
She is, yeah. She's
So they say they actually swerved through barriers.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
In the RV before then.
Oh, so, because what I, yeah, it's up. It's just not working. Mm.
Hold on, Barb. Stay asleep, Barb.
They believe the RV's mechanical problems may be to blame.
I was going to say, it almost seemed like it was out of control. Like it.
What? They
like the gas pedal was stuck down or, you know.
It looked like they wanted to do that to me.
I know, it just makes no sense.
They were going through, but maybe they were going through Middle Gates because they couldn't stop. I don't know.
Yeah.
They couldn't stop the RV.
Oh, my God.
What a horrible nightmare. That's another reason not to go on an RV road trip.
I don't know how old that RV is. It legitimately became dust.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. It looked like it.
Even the cab.
Pull down. Sleeping, Barb? How are you? Oh, my God. Barb! Wake up! We're not going to make the boat, Barb! Oh, my God.
You're still sleeping, huh? Got cookie crumbs all over you? The woman I love.
She's still out. That is my future. That's Amber.
No,
that's my future. Right?
Yes. Be careful.
Ah, Amber! Baby, what happened, baby?
Baby, we're on the boat, baby. Don't worry, baby. What are you talking about, baby?
Yep. Yeah, that's no good.
No.
I honestly, though, I would have thought that the place that you're sitting in an RV would have been built a little bit more sturdy than...
I didn't think it would disintegrate upon
me. But I mean, that was a pretty big impact, though.
It was. I understand.
I get it, but it is...
I mean, look how high it got.
But, where's the cab? Are the people sitting?
Where it ran it right into the truck, right?
I don't... No, it's just... It went sideways.
Yeah, it went sideways.
On the boat.
Yeah, that's... You're not gonna. The fact that someone is just in critical condition is a shock, I would have thought.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, one. I mean, one.
Yeah, passed, one is gone for sure. I would have thought both.
All right, James. So you're the most tatted guy I know. Have you thought about this? Leaving your kid your skin?
No, absolutely not.
Ew.
If he wants it, you can have it.
People are doing this, though. Like, you can get a skin, you can put someone's skin on the wall.
Yeah,
and that is, and it's taking off, believe it or not. If you want to leave your tats behind, you can do that thanks to a new company that is called Save My Skin.
I thought they've been doing this a while.
Yeah, I think so, but...
There's another competitor.
Ooh, boy.
There's a taste of it there. Save My Ink Forever, actually, this... They have actually developed this proprietary process for preserving tattoos. The goal is to help people continue to carry a loved one's story by ensuring their spirit and legacy can live on for years to come. They focus on developing an everlasting memorial in the form of an actual tattoo that is taken from the person's skin. Once removed, it can be framed and presented to the family in a dignified manner. There's examples of the company's work here.
I was going to say, I know that I've seen what looked like someone's full entire back, and you just saw that was a back and arms.
Yeah, but it looks so small. Maybe because it dries up or something.
I don't know.
It's like a shrinky dink.
Or it's just hard to tell exactly how big that is,
It's so disturbing.
I know, it's someone's skin, you know?
It's not approved yet in the U.S. It is available in the U.K. and Canada. When a family member or friend passes, all you need to do is visit the website, find out where the nearest provider is. If a funeral home is not listed, the family can ask for them to help reach the service. The funeral home generally has to remove the tattoo between 48 to 72 hours.
It's really...
And when...
Grief is difficult, you know? It is. It's difficult, and you never know how people are going to handle it, but the last thing I'd want to do is skin my dad.
Oh, Jesus. People love it. Some clients leave reviews online saying, so worth the money. One admitted it takes an open mind to get your head around it, but they were blown away by what they received. Another one said, we'd pay the money over and over again. So extremely pleased.
I guess in the same way that I... wouldn't want one of my pets taxidermied. I don't think I'd want my dad on the wall.
Dadodermy.
Part of my dad.
Yeah.
Part of my mom.
Okay, if you could.
Just not for everybody.
Save something to pass down for generations, James. Have you, anything you're really proud of or really think represents you?
Like my body?
Yeah.
Oh, body part?
Oh, wow.
Like tattoo really. On your body.
Oh, tattoo?
Yeah.
I know. I think they're for me. I don't know that when I pass them down, I don't really see any value to them other than just for me to look at.
You know, I guess it would be different if, you know, as your kid gets older, your kid, like, loves a tattoo that's on you.
Yeah, or if I got, like, a tattoo for him, because I haven't got work done in years.
Yeah.
I told my wife, I'm like, with him being, like, a premature baby, you know, I might get something done, you know, for him on my arm or yeah. somewhere else. You know, maybe I would, like, leave that for him. But, yeah, like body parts and stuff, I don't know. I'm falling apart. I'm 40 years old. I got gout foot. I can barely walk. You know? I got diarrhea every day.
Oh, I know.
Pretty, you know, there's not really a whole lot of mileage he's going to get out of this body.
Yeah. Gout foot and diarrhea.
I got to wear slippers to work because my foot's so swollen.
You do wear
gout.
Slippers.
Oh, man.
You got some cool slippers at least.
Thanks.
I did notice those. But that is the oddest question them. You'll be asked today, I think.
Yeah
you know. Yeah. I don't know.
You never know, though. Yeah.
No, I'm sure some weirdo listener on the internet will send you a weird question about his balls or something.
Yeah.
We get it all here.
Mm-hmm.
So true.
But it is very...
It's disturbing.
It's a thing, yeah, you know? It's a thing.
I don't know.
Humans being skinned. It's odd.
Yeah. To me, I guess a recreation I'd be more interested in, where it was like, oh, we have this perfect photo of your dad's tattoo... We've recreated it and put it up. It's not really your dad, though.
Right. It's just a...
you know, it's like a skin-like canvas.
Yeah, because what they're doing, it's similar like when people get a deer and they get the deer skin and hang it up on the wall
or
whatever.
Yeah, like it's like mom skin.
Yeah.
They
I don't know.
It's
something
it.
Weird. I mean, I see the appeal to it, but it just seems too creepy to me. And
yeah, it's
like,
really...
For me, the tattoos... Macabre. I've gotten the tattoos for myself, you know?
Yep.
So unless, like Chuck had said, you know, if... Holden is like, oh, I love, you know, your robot tattoo or whatever, you know, then okay.
Yeah.
It would make sense.
But it would have to be something you've talked about together.
Yeah.
You know, like, not I just, can't pass.
It's not going to be my will.
My kids can't skin me.
No. Someone said the Brister could be on Chuck's wall like the singing fish, except this wall art would scream, Charlie!
Yeah, it's true. He would sing a stupid song.
Charlie! God bless it, Charlie.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
Go to work. Get up. Go work in the casino.
For as long as there have been wangs, there has been insecurity about the size of them. A recent study found that all males have experienced sexual performance anxiety relating to their junk. About 30% of those guys feel shame about it. With that, entered the penis pump. Believe it or not, the penis pump was first introduced in 1874. It's been around ever since, kind of changing and improving as technology has allowed. So does it actually work? If there's any guy that's convinced that their penis pump has worked on them,
well,
reach out to us, 1-855-954-6969, or text us at 46969.
I haven't seen a lot of the penis pump things. What I've seen, though, are girls that attach a pump
to their
area. And their
the
area, no, like the whole...
Like they put the whole thing in there,
The whole thing. And then it goes from what looks normal to something that is four times as
There's
big.
There's a local taco joint that sells puffy tacos. It looks just like that.
Wow.
Yes.
That's strange.
And
strange.
So, yeah.
Puffy tacos.
Well, that's what they are.
That's what it looks like. Every time I see the videos, I'm like, oh, it looks like the tacos I had for dinner 2 nights ago.
So, I'll say this. It must actually work. But I think what it does is it goes right back to its normal size once all the blood and stretching is gone.
I talked to someone, right, that it was a woman who her partner would have to go in the bathroom
and pump it.
Every time before they had sex or whatever, get it ready.
Yeah.
So the answer is yes and no. No pump is going to permanently boost the size of your member, but it can increase the blood flow in your nether region, giving a guy the ability to achieve full engorgement and have more staying power when it counts. Experts agree that pumps can help men by giving them longer-lasting erections, and most men and their partners report satisfaction with the pumping experience. The pump's not a cure for erectile dysfunction, though, and they should not be seen as a replacement for medical or psychological treatment when it comes to getting to the bottom of the real issues.
Yeah, like, I think it's just an enhancement tool in the same, you know, same way as putting like a ring around it. But the thing is, you get the area to stretch to the max, you know.
Someone said, I bought one when I was 18 and didn't notice much, just a throbbing sword when you pull it out.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Someone said, I found that it works for a couple hours, but I'm still searching for the best one.
If it worked, everybody would buy them, right?
And they'd be on everybody's shelf. Mm. Everyone would be like, oh, hey!
Every man would have one.
Yeah, be like right by the blender.
Coffee maker blender.
Yeah, yeah.
Penis pump. I was a super amateur pumper, someone said, and I damaged my head. It turned purple.
Oh, yikes.
Scared me to death.
There's got to be a maximum that you can probably handle, right? It's just, I just know from the girl stuff I've seen, it is almost like a science fiction. Like you're looking at something that's...
Well, wow. So what does that do? Does it increase their sensitivity?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So yeah. That's why they're using it. Because I don't know if I want a puffy taco.
It's a bizarre look. It is. But I think that even for guys, it would increase their sensitivity, you know, which not everyone is after.
No. Oh, right.
Because you don't, you know, you want to prolong
it. You don't want to wrap it up fast. Now, Chris has a word of warning. He's joining us here. Chris, good morning.
Morning, sir. How you doing?
Doing okay. What went wrong for you and your penis pump?
I got one of them penis pumps.
Yeah.
To make my penis bigger.
Yes.
And my testicles got sucked up into the tube. And I had to call my buddy down the street. He had to come up there and relieve the pressure. He put a power drill through there. It was a near catastrophe.
Chuck, get down here.
Oh, Dave.
Chuck.
Have you put your testicles in the tube?
Oh, they got sucked out, dude!
Let me get my drill. Let me get my drill.
It's quick thinking. Yeah. Hey, did you guys hear about Dave?
No.
That's got sucked up into his penis pump. I heard Chuck had to drill him out.
Oh, my God.
It was huge, though.
My ex had a pump custom made for his size.
Yeah, I think that's when you're taking it super serious, right?
A custom made?
You know?
Pimp my pump! He said, though, or she says, it always made it deformed and bumpy looking because he'd pump for hours.
That was an ex, right?
Yeah, she says he got addicted to pumping.
Listen, I think that the prolonged pumping will destroy it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't do that. You can't do that.
This guy says, I'll admit I use it. I use one called the Shower Mate. I didn't notice very much length, but I did notice girth. And I will say it increases my confidence. The Shower Mate.
Yeah.
Oh, it comes up. Is this?
Oh, no. Yes.
If that
add that
there.
Whoa.
This one called Bath Mate.
Hydro penis pumps.
Do they add water into the mix? Oh my God, this looks like some sort of science.
Look at this setup, huh? Like it is. Holy it's like a God. Lab. You've got a lab
look
on your dong.
Look at the kit you have to. This, that's how much $700 it kit.
Yeah, but if you got a big
leg. Oh, look, they
the
come
end.
In all sorts of sizes.
Yeah, bring me the small one.
You need one of these little fellas.
Yeah, give me the little guy.
Oh, yeah, it does.
up to 5 inches, 5 to 7 inches, 7 to 9 inches, over 9 inches.
You imagine having a 9-incher and being like,
gotta get it bigger.
I've got to pump this thing to the mat. Like, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to do?
Maybe this. Maybe he meant Bath Mate. It's called the world's best-selling sex pump.
It's got to be this one.
It's got to be it.
I'm telling you, man, that's not cheap.
No, my God. So the size, this is your length when erect, not the size you want to get to, right?
Oh, I don't know. I bet it's the size it can get you to.
Stop.
That. Dave, imagine though, you're three. You want to get to five pretty bad. If you're three, you want to get to five real bad.
They're the best sellers too.
Well, it makes sense. Like I said, it's how rare should it be for a guy who's nine to even have the thought like, man, I should use a penis pump.
This guy says, my wife definitely notices when I've been pumping. You can get significant size gains with a good weekly routine. But if you stop pumping, that's when you lose the gains. That's why guys get addicted, right?
Yeah. That's why I said, like, it's not, I don't think it's like something that really works. It's just, you're cheating the system and cheating the system, and then you don't want something that looks like a potato.
Everyone knows it's Bath Mate. Everyone's like,
oh, okay.
Bath Mate. A lot of people use these Bath Mates. You can even get them at Walmart.
Hell of a thing.
Jesus, that's right. I forgot Walmart sold all this
stuff. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like you could really hurt yourself.
$400.
This one's on sale, though, Chuck. You can get the Hydro 7.
You need the 2-day shipping on
in
that
red.
2-day shipping. Run it fast.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Probably would like same day. Someone says, I use a pump. Normally, I'm 6 1/4 inches. After pumping, I can clear 7 inches. For me, it lasts about 24 hours. You have to tape off the tip, though. It swells like crazy. What does that mean?
So he probably has to wrap the tip in something to keep it from expanding out like a mushroom
like the head
top.
Of his dong we're
yeah,
talking about?
I think
he's
got
to wrap it up like a mummy?
I think so.
Before he pumps?
That's got to be what he's talking about. Because one other
mummy
person,
dong.
Someone else said, I damaged the head. Which is no good.
This seems like way too much.
I can't believe Walmart sells all this stuff.
Yeah, they got, look, penis rings, penis pumps, strokers, anal toys, partner toys, penis extensions.
I think because there's a lot of stuff that they do just through online.
Oh.
Like, I don't know if you can walk down an aisle and get an anal probe.
Not.
An anal probe? Incredible. What a product. Anal probes.
Excuse me, Mr. Walmart greeter. I'm looking for an anal probe.
Here's the in-store. Let's see if any of these are sold in-store. No, none of them are sold in-store.
No.
They don't have an anal section at Walmart. Just
no. No.
What a hell of a thing that would be.
Clean up in the anal aisle, please. Clean up in the anal aisle.
Sign.
Oh, yeah.
Am I bringing a shovel or a mop?
Both.
Toothpaste.
We're going to need both.
Good God.
It's got toothpaste, tampons.
They do sell some strokers in store.
Yeah, that's nice.
They got a vibrating stroker and a regular one.
They sell them in store?
In store, because I selected in store.
Well, I think that would probably be in there, like what would be their condom aisle, right?
Yeah.
So they will have some little vibrators, I'm sure. And like little rings.
They do. There's a ring that they sell.
Yeah. That makes sense. Like when you, if you go by the condom section, you see all those little things. It's like little small toys.
And they sell some vibrators. And then this one, Jesus on earth. My wife was an EMT. One of her calls was to a parking lot at a grocery store. The guy was using a penis pump. And his dong exploded like a hot dog in a microwave.
There's got to be a pressure max.
One pump too many.
Yep.
He was an aggressive pumper.
I wonder if he had like some kind of automatic.
Ooh, that's a fancy one.
Like you set it up on a like something that blows up tires. No good.
Watch yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been like Andy said. I mean, I think if it was really tried and true, like it would be like the number one most purchased Father's Day gift.
Right. I just feel like I'd never risk it. Why would I risk it? Doing
because
damage.
You're not three.
I guess.
That's what it is.
Risk it.
That's what it is.
Don't risk it, guys. Yeah. All right, coming up, those crazy Canadians. What very Canadian thing did a guy do after robbing a place? Let's find out.
Those crazy Canadians.
We first shared this story the other day. A bakery bandit in Vancouver, Canada. He broke in to this place called Sweet Something. Then felt guilty that he broke the front door glass. So swept it all up. Cleaned the whole place up. Took a couple of selfies.
Yeah.
And then took six cupcakes and was on his way.
Yes.
Well, now, in a very Canadian twist to the story, the update is he called to apologize, is going to pay for the door and the cupcakes that he took.
Yeah, you know, I thought about it, eh? I thought I had some time, eh? I'd like to pay for your window. I also would like to pay for the six cupcakes I took. And any emotional damages, eh? I love your cupcakes, by the way.
They must have hit different, those cupcakes.
They definitely must have.
Absolutely. He must have had those, and he's like, I can't defile this amazing place.
Here is the owner of the store with the update of what happened. She put it on her TikTok story here, if we can...
Hey, TikTok. Ask and you shall receive. Let's do some updates while my door gets fixed and I work on an order for tomorrow. So the big news is that our burglar gave us a call to the bakery. He spoke to my staff and we were able to arrange a time for him and I to have a conversation. He profusely apologized. You know, you could tell it was really sincere. And he has offered to pay for the door and for the cupcakes. We've asked the police not to press charges, so we really hope that that's what happens. But, you know, him and I had a good laugh together. You know, I told him I'm not mad or upset. He told me that maybe one day we could sit down together and have a cupcake and just talk about the situation. And he also told me that he would give me his orange sunglasses, which I am dying for. I feel like I would wear them all the time just to, you know, make light of it. That's the big update. We'll obviously keep you posted if there's anything else that goes down. But our door is finally fixed and we're ready to go forward and drive on.
How nice. Well,
that ended nicely.
It did. Absolutely it did.
That's almost how every story in Canada ends. Where people become best friends. It's kind of like a Disney story a lot.
It really is.
Yeah. Well,
good for them.
Yeah.
And she's even going to get his orange sunglasses out of the deal.
It's crazy.
Those are my thoughts, not yours. I'm Dave Hunter on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
What's the secret to the Dave and Chuck the Freak show staying together for so long? They practice a very non-traditional method of team-building exercises.
You've seen me on the toilet, dude.
Don't remind me. Just was in like 3 months of therapy to try to get that out.
You've seen me on the toilet, dude.
No other show could say that.
Your move, competing radio programs, Dave and Chuck the Freak.
When we come back in a moment, is North Korea's Kim Jong-un now gigantic?
Oh.
And in a vicious cycle of smoking and boozing? Was a woman shamed at an Asian restaurant for eating too much food? And why should you not leave your sunglasses on your dashboard? All that and more coming up when we return right after this.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Have you done something outstanding to help someone get laid? Let's go to Anonymous.
For me and my buddy, what we did is when he had a date with a girl, we would take her to the same place every time. And then after the date, I would come out in a secluded area and pretend to be a mugger. And he would beat me up. And then she'd be so in love and so excited that they would want to sleep with him.
How many times did you do this?
It worked 4 times. And then the 5th girl that I took on a date actually pepper sprayed him.
That brought it to a halt.
If Chuck's in a mask and he's in the alley waiting for Andy and his girlfriend, Andy, like, karate kids the guy to the ground.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, get your bits ready.
I like, literally come at you with a knife and you're like,
I set out to do 2 things today, kick some ass and destroy some bits.
I'm done kicking ass.
You would do it while smoking a cigarette, too.
Buckle up, chickie. Things get bug wild with old Green Bean.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hi there. It's Dave and Chuck the Freak. It is this first day of June, a Thursday. A couple of things before we get down to some more stories. James, yesterday I was back at my physical therapy place.
Yeah.
And I thought of you when I went to take a pee.
Really?
Oh, yes, my. Actually.
Wow.
Because in the bathroom here, I believe, is something you need. It's one of these seats that prevent your nuts from touching
Look
the
at
water.
That. That's incredible.
Is that amazing?
Actually,
I think it's your cheapest option so you don't dink your balls in the water whenever you sit down.
No more nutsack tea in my house.
It's an elevated seat.
That's actually pretty sweet. I mean,
yeah.
The floor of the toilet looks kind of scary.
Yeah, I think that's just the texturing there.
Sure, you tell yourself that.
Yeah, okay. Texturing. Yeah. But I guess they've got a lot of people there that, you know, struggle, of course, getting up and down and may not be able to sit down that easily or get up, especially from a seated position.
It's getting up, like if you're older or if you're just going through physical therapy.
So now I have to go to like the medical supply to buy the toilet seat. And I'm like, oh, so sorry to hear you're having troubles sitting up or getting off the toilet. I'm like, no, it's so my nuts don't dunk in the toilet bowl water when I take a deuce.
But I just thought that if you're looking for a cheaper option to your problem.
Not bad.
Yeah, and I like it, yeah.
That could be it right there.
But I feel like there's a lot of room for splashing to...
Oh, my. Well,
you got the big deuce.
I forgot your diarrhea.
I never
need
thought
to switch out
that.
Seats for each event.
Yeah. Or I just need a toilet seat like that, but with a sneeze guard around the sides.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Jesus. Like a Swiss Army.
Hurry up.
Swiss Army toilet.
You can probably build like something.
He falls into the diarrhea seat. Oh, no. It's a diarrhea emergency. Oh, God.
Hits a button. Little shield comes up.
Thank God no one opened the door. I mean,
you're in there just taking a picture of the toilet.
Side shots of the toilet.
And then somebody's like, I saw Dave Hunter taking pictures of his penis in the bathroom.
Sure.
You could hear his camera going off.
And the other thing, so guess what happened yesterday to my mom?
What happened?
What?
She got one of those grandkid calls.
No way.
And she was so proud of herself. She's like, David. She calls me right away. David. You'll never believe what happened. Like, what, Mom? What's going on? Aunt Anne's in the background. David, you won't believe it! Because she's still over.
Yes.
So, they called, and she said it was really weird. She was hard to hear. And the person's like, hey, hi. And, you know, she's like, hello.
Yeah.
Grandma, it's me, Grandma. And instantly, right away, my kids don't call my mom grandma.
There you go.
Okay.
So instantly, she knew, okay, something's off.
Yeah.
And then she said it was weird, though, because she said, who? And they're like, your oldest grandson. And she said, well, he'd never say that either. But said, okay. She said she'd play along for a second. And she said, oh, okay, well, what's wrong? Grandma, I'm so sick. I've got a fever. I really don't feel well. I need your help. So it wasn't the typical one like they're
kidnapped. I wonder where they were going. Yeah, I wonder where they were going with it.
And my mom said something like, oh, that's funny. I just saw you yesterday and you were fine. And they hung up.
Oh, okay.
I wonder where they were
but
going.
But I want to know where the I'm sick and I need your help, where that plot line takes you.
maybe I'm in the doctor's office, and in order to get this, I need $300 or something.
Yeah, something like that. Maybe
sick in another country, maybe.
Sometimes I wonder if some of these people are in some kind of other country, and they don't really know how our whole medical stuff works.
The doctor will only accept Apple iTunes gift cards to perform a surgery.
They might
and
not
in some countries,
know.
They might do that.
Yeah,
but not here.
The training worked, Dave.
The training did work. I'm like, good for you, Mom. That paid off. And I don't have to worry about my dad because he never picks up the phone because he can't hear
it. Right, exactly.
My mom's the only vulnerable one that I keep giving her all these scam tips to.
That's good. Good. No, like, thank God.
But she knew instantly.
And, like, luckily she figured it out right away, too.
Right.
You know, but you see how they get you. They're like, oh, it's your oldest. And then what they expect you to do is be like, Aiden?
Right, yes.
You know? And it's like, then they know the
name.
But
my mom
they
doesn't have
going.
Social media.
Yeah, like so how'd they know, even get her? Well,
I guess they just assume it could be an older person. They would have grandkids. They just roll the dice.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, numbers connected to her erotic novel account.
That's true.
That's how they,
well, that's Dave's. It. That's technically Dave.
Oh, yeah, I forget.
Under my name.
Right.
Yeah.
It's my mom.
It's Dave's erotic novel
account. I pay for my mom's books.
Yeah.
And she reviews them under my name. Which is, I've noticed that.
Oh, I didn't. Because
people are liking
them.
Her reviews. I'm like, I didn't review anything. Oh, yeah, my mom does.
Oh, no.
Dave
that's
Hunter
out
loved
there.
Glory Lust or something. I don't know what the hell it was.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I know what I'm doing later.
Great clap. The hunk sounded amazing.
I'm finding all of Dave's reviews.
Yeah.
They're out there.
They're out there. I'm sure they are. Find them if you find them.
Is it under Dave Hunter or under David H?
Yeah. I'll never reveal.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. You'll never know. All right, coming up. On the way, was a woman shamed at an Asian restaurant for eating too much food? And why should you not leave sunglasses on your dashboard? That's all on the way. First, though, chubby North Korean tyrant Kim Jong-un's weight has ballooned, they believe, to well over 300 pounds as he pulls all-nighters in a vicious cycle of heavy boozing and smoking. This is according to spies from the South. Seoul's National Intelligence Service gave an update on intensely monitoring the health of the secretive leader who came to power after his father, Kim Jong-il, died in 2011 from a heart attack. Despite reports that he'd lost nearly 50 pounds and was on a health kick, he gained all of it back and more.
It's tough. You're a dictator, you know, and it's people have to do whatever you want. So you're like, go get me Dairy Queen. And then they have to.
You're right. They have to.
They have to.
He probably could get a Dairy Queen built.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. It's probably called like.
It's not called Dairy
Kim
Queen.
Kim Jong
right?
Queen or something. Oh, you know, like it's everything. It's always him. He invented ice cream.
It's Dictator Dairy.
I bet his evil villain laugh now is even fatter sounding. And he's like.
that he's pushing that leather coat to the max there.
Yep.
That's his daughter.
Is it?
Yeah, that's his daughter.
Oh, man. What a mess, huh?
They say he's falling into a vicious cycle of boozing and smoking. The missile-loving tyrant, thought to be under 5'8", appears to be engaging in excessive alcohol and tobacco consumption, having them import Marlboro cigarettes for him from the U.S.
Because he went to school over here, didn't he?
It wasn't over here.
Oh, it wasn't?
Somewhere else, but he went to like a fancy school.
So he got hooked on a few
things, westernized things. He appeared tired with dark circles around his eyes during an appearance recently. And they say he's also hoarding medications like Zolpidem for treatment of insomnia. There's also scratches and bruises around his arms, they noticed. They believe that's the result of stress-induced dermatitis.
Who's next in line if he dies?
That psycho sister of his.
Oh. I think we'd be worse off with
right.
her.
Right, I forgot about her.
You remember her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, what's insane about that? Because I feel like the sister would take over, but then the sister would like this poor little kid.
Yeah.
Because every time someone takes over, everyone else dies, right?
So his sister, you think, would have his daughter killed?
I think so.
So there'd be no more heirs to the throne from him, kind of thing?
I think so. That's how you do it. That's how I would do it.
Yeah, they always kill like a bunch of people from the old regime.
Yep. Because when he took over, he did. Mm-hmm. Like so many people went missing. And
yeah, his current expanding waistline and apparent hoarding of imports and luxuries comes as they're suffering, the rest of the country in North Korea suffering an ever-worsening shortage of food and other necessities. He definitely is not dealing with a shortage of food.
No, it all goes to him.
All right, speaking of a shortage of food, a Toronto woman says she was shamed for her food order at a sushi restaurant.
That shouldn't shock anyone.
Here's the crazy thing about it, though. It's not an all-you-can-eat place. The woman just thought they were ordering way too much food.
Yeah, and they have no problem letting you know that.
Right. And this woman, who is in great shape, believe it or not.
Yeah.
She doesn't show her friend that was with her.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to hate her because you're going to hate her voice, right? Okay, she's one of these TikTok girls, but I'm just going to let her tell you a bit of the story before we get to the rest of it. Here's what she said.
I don't fully hate her.
No, because I just got off the phone with my friend talking about something that happened to us the other night at this restaurant called Paper Crane. I'm going to say the name. I can't believe this actually happened. Listen. So this restaurant is a sushi restaurant. It's not all you can eat. It's in King City. Me and my friend Catherine go after the gym. Okay. We are starving, ready to go off. So we sit down, we start to order. We order chicken fried rice, shrimp tempura, and noodles. I order two rolls, and then Catherine was going to order another roll, and we were just going to share everything. So before Catherine orders the third roll, the lady looks at her and goes, no, too much food. That's it. Catherine's like, oh, is it? Like, is it too much food? Because we were like, we didn't order that much. We ordered like three apps and like two rolls. And we're like, we're starving. Girl hasn't seen us at all you can eat. Like, we will eat it. So then the lady looks at her and goes, no, too much food. Catherine goes, but what sushi did we order? And she's like, well, you already have a volcano roll and a green dragon roll. And we're like, okay. So I look at Catherine and I go, order it if you want it. And also, it's not all you can eat. So like, I would just take it home. And she goes, oh, okay, I'll have like this roll too. And then the lady looks at her and goes, oh, like out loud, like writes it. And then we're like so confused because we came to your restaurant to eat. Like, what are you doing?
Don't be
so
confused.
I look at Kath and I go, if we're still hungry, we can always order more. We'll just keep our menus. So the lady goes, yes. Takes both of our menus and walks away. Me and Catherine think we're in a simulation because we're like, did we order more than we thought we did? It gets worse. This part is when I was really shook to my core. The manager walks over. The manager! She looks me and Catherine up and down, and she goes, hungry? Like, mad. Hungry? Like, literally like that.
It's and probably she goes, really difficult to watch this without being able to see her.
Yeah.
You ordered too much food. It's not going to fit on this table. Get up. Move to this table. Me and Catherine look at each other, guys. We're like, what is...
Yeah, if you see her, it helps.
It does.
She's beautiful.
It helps a lot because
it's still really painful.
It hurts so bad. Yeah.
So they decided to stay, even though they said, you ordered too much food, move to a bigger table.
Oh, they were going to send her to a different spot.
Yes, but they said, no, we're just going to sit here. But they could see the chef from their table laughing at them.
That's insane. Don't you want people to order our food when you go?
She said, we finished all the food we paid. We did tip. But she said, now I'm looking back on the whole interaction and thinking it was mortifying. The dude that owns the business has responded. He issued a lengthy apology to this woman and her friend. He said something obviously was lost in translation. He says this, we sincerely apologize for any comments that may have caused a negative experience. Many of our staff speak English as a second language, but we hope you know it was never the intention of our staff to make you or anyone feel judged at our restaurant. The Post went on to say the business owners have discussed the incident with their staff members and have looked closely at how to speak to customers, and they're taking time to address language barriers and make sure their words have appropriate meaning.
I think I would be laughing so hard at the whole thing.
Too much food!
Chubby.
I'd probably start to cry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everyone has a different reaction. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd cry when the chef laughed.
That's a lot of food.
Just keep eating my sushi, crying.
So you're going to have to get up and move to a bigger table.
Oh, God.
A bigger table.
Fine. All right.
Hungry?
Yeah, of course I am.
Yeah, man. Like, I just think it's like one of those. You know, every once in a while, you're going to encounter, like, there's an ethnic family that has no problem letting someone know. It's like, oh, look like you gained a bunch of weight. You know, like, they have no problem with laying it on you. And, you know, that could have just been the girl that was working there that day.
But also the manager.
Oh, yeah.
Hungry?
Yeah.
Hungry?
Yeah.
And then they said, well, okay. Hold on to the menus. We may want more. She's like, no.
Okay, so question. Are there some sushi places that they only have a certain amount of food? And
well, that you're the worst restaurant ever. Why would you stop from earning money?
I just don't understand. Like what the problem?
People order whatever they want. They're paying for it.
Yeah, like I'd bring you like 16 different rolls.
Who cares? It's not all you can eat. I get it. That's different. There are some sushi places like that, and they may have a limit. I understand that. But this was a pay-as-you-go kind of place.
Man, I guess it just doesn't make any sense to me that you'd have a limit. You're making money. Why would you want to stop?
And the other thing people do this all the time. I see at restaurants, maybe just not to me or my kids or whatever, but like, wow, you must have liked that, huh? Or, oh, you ate all that up, didn't you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They say that to me all the time.
Well, you finished that fast?
Yeah.
Well, you actually licked the plate. That's the problem.
This was good. Yeah, because I do. Like, I'm a fast eater. I'm not there to talk. I'm not there to do whatever. And I definitely have had it said to me.
The last time I went out, it was a seafood dish. It's one of my favorite places, but it was like so light that I was like, I'm not full. Like, let's order a hamburger.
Right. Get something
else. I didn't care. I was like, we're going to get a hamburger over here.
And no one should
and
care.
Why should they care?
If you judge,
more.
You judge. Yeah. So I had to laugh about it.
I'm going to need an extra hamburger.
I know I just ate a full entree, but it wasn't filling enough.
No.
Please bring me a hamburger. Some fries.
Hamburger and fries, please. That works, baby. That works.
It is different when Lisa does it than me or Chuck.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a lot different.
Right? It's like this girl. I just had a whole rack of ribs.
Can I get a hamburger on the side? It's a lot different.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which is shocking, unless her friend is big. I don't know.
They just got back from the gym. There's no way her friend is. No. They're gym people.
I bet you could go through her stuff and find her friend.
Yeah.
I bet they're both pretty good looking and doing dumb TikTok dances.
Yeah. Well, here's something weird. This is just a lesson in making sure, I guess, that you secure online domains.
Okay.
Because Maryland has 800,000 people driving around advertising a gambling website in the Philippines for free on their license plates.
No way.
The Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration just admitted that their war of 1812 license plates, which was the default plate in the state for 4 years,
mm-hmm.
has a URL that now points to an overseas gambling site.
Mm-hmm.
The domain is starspangle200.org. Originally, that was a nonprofit that raised money for bicentennial projects and events. But they either stopped paying for the domain or just decided to give it up. And a gambling website that has nothing to do with American patriotism snagged it up. They say that it is printed, they believe, on at least 800,000 active license plates. And they just want to get ahead of it and make it known that they have nothing to do with
that website.
The thing is, though, like, I can understand you deciding, okay, it's time to move on from that. We don't want to spend all the money to keep the website going. But then this happens.
Right.
You know?
They didn't think of that.
Yeah.
They spend the money on the
site. Well, they thought, who in the world's going to do that?
Just don't put a website on your
license plate.
That's it. That's the problem.
So now Maryland says they have to work on some options to resolve the issue, but that's probably going to cost them a lot if they're even able to get it back.
Well, they should just issue new plates like Michigan's doing.
That's 800,000.
I know. Yes. 800,000 people have to say when they renew, go, okay, I want the new plate, please. Yeah.
That's going to take a while, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it'll take a while.
Yeah, because my cheap ass said no.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There was a charge?
I'm getting a new plate.
Yeah, there was a charge.
Mm.
Was there a charge?
I like the new plates. I think there is a charge. Oh, I don't remember.
To get the blue one? To get the blue one instead of the white one?
Yeah. I had to get the blue one because my white one was falling apart. Like, it's all peeled off.
Yeah.
Looks better.
But yeah, right. A sure reason why you should never put a website on a license plate. Anything that can one day be outdated.
No, but what a ingenious move by
that gambling site. Someone in the Philippines, how are they monitoring
I don't know.
Watch that site in Maryland.
Ah, we will wait. And then we will pounce. I got my eye on Star Spangled 200.org. Not a lot of people looking at the .org.
It's funny, too, because I feel like that domain was really only good for, 2012?
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming that's the War of 1812 is what it's the Star Spangled thing is.
So it's
it was their plate until 2016.
Oh, yeah. So they rocked it for a few years.
So you think somebody from the Philippines visited Maryland and was like, I have an idea.
Gambling.
It's hard to imagine, but I guess they somehow picked it up.
Uh-huh.
Here's another thing that's hard to believe can happen, but it just did in the UK, so I'm warning you about it. A summer safety tip. Never leave sunglasses on your dashboard, Chuck, like you did today.
Yep, and do every day.
Or the resulting death ray could burn up your car.
Mm-mm.
Oh, look at this, huh?
A fire department in England just posted this photo. It shows how it really can start a fire, just like burning stuff with a magnifying glass. This just happened to someone's car over the past few days. It melted their entire dashboard along with the top of their steering wheel and burned a big hole through their windshield.
That's a bad day.
Well, these are a prescription, wouldn't they? Wouldn't they have to be prescription to do that?
I would think so, because they have to have some, well, there might even be enough curvature in a pair of,
would do it, right?
I think what it's doing, though, it's actually going through the front of the lens and then almost like a magnifying glass, like making the beam go down into a point of like very hot sunlight would be my guess.
It's weird. It's crazy.
So to prevent it, they say make sure you keep sunglasses and other reflective objects out of direct sunlight, especially as the days get warmer. That includes water bottles. A few years back, a video went viral that showed how even bottles of water can create a death ray to start a fire.
Well, it's funny because I was like, man, when did we talk about these death rays before? And I think it was the water bottles that, like, it will actually, if the sun hits it right,
magnify the light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be the worst.
Yeah, it's no good. It's not great.
And by the way, you cheap bastard, it's only $5 to get
that's all. That's all I
need. You wouldn't pay $5. I didn't think it was a lot of money.
I didn't need it.
James didn't even notice.
I didn't even notice, yeah.
I would have had to unscrew things. And
Chuck's like, I can
either
get a new plate or I can go get a delicious pizza.
And I was like,
thought, why, like, when they asked me if I wanted a new plate, I was like, why?
That's what I thought, too.
You didn't even know about the new plates.
Yeah,
I was like,
my plate's fine. Yeah, like, I guess I've seen the blue ones. I've seen the blue ones, and I've thought, that's not enough for me to...
I guess that's what... I guess I don't know. I never noticed that.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I was just like, I guess I don't...
Care
I guess
that much.
I
don't
didn't
care that
care.
Much. You don't want to spend $5.
That was it.
And a sneaky sausage dog is making people laugh after learning how to use her owner's home surveillance camera to beg for treats. Pecan, or pecan, who lives in Chicago, somehow figured out that the camera, it's one of those cameras.
Furbo?
Yeah, that can shoot out treats.
Yeah, me and James have that.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, they're always firing treats out.
So now the dog has learned to beg.
Well, that's pretty sweet.
In front of the camera. In order to get her owner's attention.
Look who's here.
And drop hints that she's ready for a well-earned snack.
That's just awesome. That's just like Harold.
What we're going to be doing with our new inspection.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Pardon me. I just want to see the dog. How cute is that?
Yes, yes, I want a treat. I want a treat. I want a treat. Funny. Give me a treat. Give me a treat.
And she probably barks right hard before she starts doing that, too, because it'll alert you when the dog barks.
Come on, please. Please.
How long do I have to do this for?
Do you know Douglas just ignores this thing? I shoot treats out, and he lays there. He doesn't even eat the treats. He doesn't want anything to do with it. He thinks he's just like, this is stupid.
He hates robots. He hates robots.
He doesn't like just he's annoyed. Humans. I talk to him on it. I'll be home soon. You know, I'll take you for a walkie. And he just ignores.
So some dogs, I think, see things like on TV screens and they're like really excited by it all. Yeah. And like they can see an owner or another dog that they know and they go crazy. And both of my dogs, Stella does it all the time. She's all, me and her are talking. And she's like, do you want to talk to Hershey? And she's like, Hershey, who is it? And I'm like, hey, Hersh. No reaction.
No reaction.
Like nothing. They don't. They can't tell it's me. They don't care.
Jameson's pretty much the same. He's had like the odd little reaction, but you can't really tell if it was genuine or not. But he I'll occasionally leave him like, you know, like something to chew on when we're out. He will never do it. He waits
until someone comes home. Yeah.
The second we get back in the house, then he'll have it.
Yeah.
But not while we're gone.
Hershey, he gets excited for about 5 seconds that you're home, does a couple spins, and then he goes and lays down. Harold runs to go get something.
Oh, he's got to.
He's
got to
show. He's got
to
show you something. Oh, he's right. Like, check this one out. Check this one out. Pretty sweet, right? All right. That's all.
Yeah. Glad you're home.
Wanted to show you.
We'll take a break. When we come back, what did today's idiot criminal try to do at a grocery store in Chicago? Do drivers need road signs warning them of smartphone zombies? And are Uber Eats bots going to be all over the street soon? We'll get to that, Tales from the Kremlin, and much more on the way. We'll return right after this.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
In Phoenix, Arizona, police officer Christian Goggins has been accused of making and distributing pornography while he was assigned to work from home and on the clock. He's been accused of traveling to and from Las Vegas to produce, star, and post his pornographic videos under the name Rico Blaze.
Oh, Rico Blaze.
A.K.A. King Nut-A-Lot.
That is an incredible
amazing King Nut-A-Lot.
Wow.
Do you think you'd look for Rico Blaze porn or King Nut-A-Lot porn?
God, that's good question.
I know. Thank you so much, Lee.
Oh, God. He's a big man, and he likes big women.
He does.
Look at that one on the left.
Oh, Rico.
Look at his eyes rolling up in his head. Up in
look
here.
At the third
my
one.
My God, rolls for days.
Oh, Lisa can't even look. Lisa's dying.
Holy hell.
Look at her eyes are rolling back.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Welcome back to Dave and Chuck the Freak as we continue. What did today's idiot criminal try to do at a grocery store in Chicago? Do drivers need road signs warning them of smartphone zombies? And are Uber Eats bots going to be all over the streets? Let's find out.
Sir, news from the underground.
I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check of the news. We're going to get started here.
The idiot criminal of the day.
Forgery charges have been filed against this Chicago idiot who was trying to pass some fake $100 bills at a grocery store in Chicago's Logan Square. And they had the word copy printed on them.
Oh, boy. Well.
Nice try.
Yeah.
Not really.
Mm-mm.
Antoine Lee was arrested after scuffling and then biting a store manager who confronted him about the fake bills at Rico Fresh Market. Lee gathered a few items and paid for them with a bogus $100 bill, receiving $72 in real money as change. So someone fell for it first.
Yeah.
Then he went to the store's restaurant area, presented another fake bill, and got $65 in change there.
Damn.
Oh, so it works.
You kind of scored
bit.
There, yeah.
But that second cashier, as he was leaving, looked over the bill again and realized it was a fake. That's when they yelled for the manager to stop him. He got into a scuffle with the manager, bit the manager's arm, breaking the skin.
Oh, great. Now what do I have?
Rabies test.
Yep.
The cops showed up before he could escape. Chicago police instantly determined the bills were fake because they both had the word copy on them. He's charged with forgery and aggravated battery of a merchant. As you can expect, this guy has had a few run-ins with the law before. He has 6 felony convictions, all for narcotics-related charges. He's also got outstanding felony warrants for aggravated battery by strangulation and credit card fraud.
Yeah. Well, he attacked and bit a man. So.
True. So, yeah, I guess he's strangled a couple of folks in his day as well.
He'll do that. Yeah.
It's crazy because I can't believe he got the change. Every time I've ever used 100, they bust out that marker on me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they'll bust a marker out on me for a 20.
Machine. They have some machine, I guess, they can put it under.
Oh, I haven't seen the machine.
I've seen the machine.
I just see that marker come out, and I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah, they're like...
they have to do it.
Really?
It's not personal.
Dude, I'm telling you, I almost never have big bills like that. I've seen them just, like, stripe a 20.
Yep, I was going to say 20s is where they'll start using the marker.
What? I'm like, a 20?
Yeah. I haven't seen that.
Yeah. When I was the manager at the gas station, I had an employee. She was great, but she was a real pain in the ass. She'd have a marker, so someone to pay with a 20, she'd... Mark the $20 bill.
You see,
like, can you,
you
just take the 20, please?
Yeah.
Just take the 20.
I mean, it looks like the 20 has been through a war.
Well, it's like, but you both look shady, as I've said before.
I know. I look like somebody that's never been able to get a $100 together.
I get it. I do understand.
Pardon me, Grab the marker.
There's no way this guy had $100.
Wait, that guy right there, I see on camera? Yeah, so that's got to be fake.
I think something's wrong with this marker. Give me another marker,
too. They'll go get another marker.
Just take his fake $100 bill and rip it right in half and throw it in the trash in front of him and tell him to get out.
You know, it can be difficult to drive in areas where there are pedestrians, bicyclists, children, animals. It's even worse when people have their phones out. A lot is made of distracted drivers on their phones, but the city of Mulberry, Florida is putting up dozens of signs warning drivers of smartphone zombies. These are pedestrians who are so engrossed in their phones that they're not paying attention to the vehicles around them and what they're doing. Here's the story on this one now from WFLA-TV.
The signs read, "Beware of smartphone zombies." Do you think smartphone zombie is a good way to say it?
Wow.
I think so, because basically that's what they are.
Bethany Berger lives near Mulberry Middle School. She sees the so-called zombies every day when school gets out.
Well, you see are them walking and looking, and they're oblivious to what's around them.
There's a busy Highway 60 near her and train tracks. Tragedy struck the community of Avon Park in Highlands County this week when a 13-year-old boy was hit and killed by an Amtrak train while walking home from school. Officials there say kids often have AirPods in their ears and eyes on their cell phone.
There's the silence.
It's why the city of Mulberry wants drivers on the lookout.
We're hoping that this will get somebody's attention. If it can maybe save one kid's pain or suffering, that'd be worth it.
City manager Rick Johnson got the idea for the signs from a meme he saw online. The city has now put up a dozen "Beware of smartphone zombie" signs near schools and libraries in Mulberry.
They're crossing these busy streets and not paying attention, so they may think that they have a crossing signal to cross 60 here, and the thing is flashing and they're not looking and they just wander out across 60.
Yeah, not good. The city manager says he's ordering about a dozen more signs made at a relatively low cost by a local company to remind people to watch out, Jen.
I feel like that whole town will be filled with signs saying something.
Oh, well,
that guy's a sign guy.
They put another one right underneath that one.
It said something
about every bad thing or everything difficult, there's an opportunity.
See, they love signs.
Like, what does that mean?
Oh,
my God. That's a city sign in the middle of every difficulty is an opportunity?
On the back,
yeah, two blocks away, there's one that says, live, laugh, love.
Well, did you see his computer? This is the city manager.
Yes, I saw it. I read it.
To a person who affixed the word coffee to the word cake, thereby justifying the eating of cake for breakfast, I salute you, oh unnamed hero of the unhealthy. Yeah. That's his screensaver.
Yeah, he loves them. He's a sucker for a meme.
He loves memes. He's checking them out all
budget's
day.
Gone
he's the
signs.
Local meme lord.
He really is.
Mulberry went tits up. They spent all their money on meme signs.
Where's all the money?
Yeah, we spent a lot on signs.
Oh, my God. Because all it is a joke. No one is going to see that and be like, Oh, wow, I have to... Watch out. It's just this guy.
No, you're so true. Like, no one will ever pay attention to that. I mean, you do see them all over the place.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Especially
in
downtown cores. People sometimes walk right into the intersection. It's terrifying. So you have to keep your wits about you. Yesterday, though, I had a car zombie. I was ready to hurt this woman. There was such a huge lineup of cars. It was within a construction zone I was at. And at the end of the street, you know, it's a dead end. Light. Light's red. Light turns green. I see, I'm like eight cars back. I see a couple of cars go, and then we stop. What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
The light's still green. Someone no one's going stopped. Through the intersection. And there's like, honestly, about 40 cars behind me. I've waited a long time just to get to where I was in this line to turn. Light turns red. Like, what the? Like, I can't, I want to pull my car out to see what's going on, but I can't see. Finally, when I get up, I see a woman's on her phone. She missed the whole light signal.
Wow. You can't afford that. That's,
oh, boy.
In a
that's
construction
a
area.
Yep.
Made us wait for, now I had to wait for two more light rotations. I finally caught up to her. So we turn on a main road, and I went in the other lane. She is like both hands on the phone.
No.
Yeah.
And now at the next light, she's left a good four car lengths between her and the car in front of her because she's still on the phone.
Yeah, she just knows she had to stop, but she wasn't sure how close it was. Yeah. I've seen it. I had to do I took my life in my own hands the other day.
Why?
Because I gave the...
You gotta do the honk.
I gave the honk.
Well, I can't believe no one gave her the honk.
Yeah, give to the people are so afraid to give the honk.
Yeah, you gotta honk.
You have to. In certain situations, you have to honk.
I've been sitting here for 10 minutes already. Move!
I was like,
no, you have to do it.
Honk.
I had to do it.
Yeah,
I gave the honk and they said thanks. Like they did.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
I gave the honk and it was like the start of the Indy 500 because the person stomped on the gas.
Yeah.
The tires were going. It was like, okay, yeah.
I was around somebody yesterday who mistimed their honk. They were trying to honk at somebody and the person was already gone and they were like, eh. And I'm like, oh, I bet you're embarrassed. So stupid.
I tried to honk.
You should have honked at the miss honk.
Yeah.
No, honk. Dummy.
Can't mistime a honk.
I tried.
We'll take a break. When we come back, our Uber Eats bot's going to be all over the street soon. And these senior pranks continue. But how did some folks pull a fast one on their principal? We'll get to that and much more right after this.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
According to the director of the Adult Entertainment Association of Canada, young guys playing video games is leading to the decline of Canadian strip clubs. If you had said this 20 years ago, there's no way you would ever have convinced a man that he would choose a video game over a strip club.
But how many of me were there 20 years ago compared to how many video game obsessed little Chuck the Freaks are there now? There's so many more. I play online and every time I'm talking, it's, hey guys, what's going on? We're going to try and take down the boss. I'm like, you are 8 years old.
Well, that's a sign you're too old to play video games.
Lisa just crushed Chuck the Freak's life.
I know you think you're eight, but you're not.
Someone said, so Chuck is the old pervy dude on the other end of my 12-year-old headset that I always warn him about.
Oh, no.
It's true, but I only play with your kid because he's awesome at killing crows.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hey there. Back with you here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. A Florida man reportedly fell asleep behind the wheel while on I-95 in Brevard County, blocking traffic in the area. His vehicle still in drive, but his foot was on the brake.
Oh.
The Brevard County Sheriff's Office said they got a call about 3 o'clock in the morning about a pickup truck stopped in a lane blocking traffic on I-95. Deputies approached the truck. They found the 21-year-old driver passed out behind the wheel. He was removed from the vehicle. Deputies quickly moved the truck out of the road to prevent a crash. Inside the vehicle, two guns and a 12-pack of Twisted Tea, with six already opened and emptied.
Delicious.
Getting after it with the Twisted Tea.
You might almost get a buzz going.
Yeah.
He reportedly reeked of alcohol and his speech was slurred. He told deputies he only had had one drink while at a strip club.
I don't believe him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was taken to jail on charges of driving while under the influence and carrying a concealed firearm, later released on a $2,500 bond. That is so nuts that you could be that wasted on a highway.
Yeah.
To come to a complete stop.
You decide to stop.
And take a nap in the lane.
It's very scary that his foot was just on the brake.
Right? I don't even know how that happens, right? Like that.
It's luck.
People fall asleep and I guess have a still enough pressure on that thing to keep it stopped.
Well, a good teacher and a bad teacher to tell you about here. We'll start with the bad one. This teacher, another one who just could not control her loins around her students. She sent nude pictures to two teens in her class and bought one of them a vape pod after they messed around in her car. Her name is Megan Carlisle. She's 37 years old. Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania. She was working at Elizabethtown Middle School, where she allegedly groped a dude in the groin. She's reported to have picked him up and engaged in sexual activity with him in her car in a parking lot. He said after the encounter, he asked her for money for food, which she gave him. A day later, he texted her saying, okay, now I need some vape pods. She bought four and gave them to him.
Do you think he knew? Like, I've got her.
Yeah.
After that, though, she sent him and another 16-year-old friend more texts and messages on Snapchat. They discussed sex, included explicit selfies.
You're just mentally completely out of it, right? I mean, just...
Now, with Snapchat, of course, you know they all go away, but he recorded them with his own cell phone and later provided that evidence to police. She has since been charged with one count each of involuntary deviant sexual intercourse, institutional sexual assault, unlawful contact with a minor, and more. She's currently in prison.
Yeah, that goes a little against the grain of like the ones where the teacher's just so young.
Yeah, close in age.
That like is close in age, like too close in age, and she's 37 years old. Yeah. I mean, like, what are you even talking to a 17-year-old kid?
You should know better. Over the top senior pranks have been in the news this week. Kids in Maryland put their high school up for sale on Zillow. Kids in North Carolina filled their school's toilets with cement. Now, another one that happened is making the rounds. This one's got a video. How would your principal have reacted if this happened to them? an entire class of high school seniors in Delaware pranked their principal by sneaking into her house in the middle of the night and sleeping on her floor.
No, that's a breaking and entering, isn't
it? As dumb and dangerous as that sounds, nothing happened, and their principal handled it really well. Her name is Joy McGrath. She's the head of this private school about 30 miles outside of Wilmington. They snuck in at 1 a.m. She didn't find them until 6 a.m. when she walked downstairs to make coffee, thankfully wearing a robe.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Here's how she reacted.
Oh, no.
She shut the door quickly again.
Well, yeah, because she's going to call 911.
Good morning, little bunny. How many? Oh, my God. And all of you.
You might want to walk around.
Oh, you two are really, you are in the most trouble.
Do you think that she's happy about the attire she's in?
Wait, how long? How did I not hear you?
I need some better security.
You're like kind of. This is the most beautiful sight I've ever
seen. So you can tell it freaked her out for a second because she opened the door and shut it again. And then she poked her head out and had fun with it. As you heard, she called it the most beautiful sight she could imagine. She was just amazed they managed to sneak in without waking her up.
Yeah, it's just you've gone viral and you're in a robe and yellow Crocs. You know, it's not.
Not ideal.
Not ideal.
No. Not ideal for most women.
Yeah,
most
a hot
women
look.
Would not want to be seen in their morning attire.
No.
All over the internet. No. But she's a good sport. Look, it's got.
She's very nice. It's got a million likes.
A million likes. Never mind how many views it's got.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Pretty nuts.
Uber Eats diving deeper into the robot world through a deal with Serve Robots. Uber Eats is going to expand their army of food delivery robots by over 2,000. They started testing these in West Hollywood, California last year. It was incredibly successful, they say. So now they're growing to several markets across the U.S. That's all they'll say so far. They're not identifying which ones yet. They say their robot delivery has grown 30% month to month. There is a...
I saw one of these get robbed, though, the other day.
Did you?
It got kicked over, and they took the food out of it.
Oh. I tell you, I would order Uber Eats if I could guarantee it was a robot.
Yeah, like you trust a robot way more than a human with a baby.
The human element out of it.
Yeah.
Human with a baby.
Utilize their service.
Yeah.
That guy, the driver that showed up with a baby, really did a number on you.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the last time I ever got Uber Eats.
Yeah.
I was just like, what is a very gross baby?
I get it. I do.
The baby wasn't up in your food, though, or anything.
My food was right beside it.
Oh, yeah, okay. It too was close.
Yeah.
Too close.
So it could have been drool or...
Yeah, who knows what happened to it.
Baby juices. I mean, this, a human still has to put it in the robot.
Yes, but then...
But then the robot looks after it from there.
Yeah.
It's less humans delivering my food, the better.
The better. Yeah.
So in the attack that I saw, a man picked the robot back up and tried to fix it, but then the gentleman who believes that AI is going to kill everyone came across and attacked the man who...
So you?
No.
No. Okay.
No. So I do know that that is what's going to happen. I haven't started attacking people in the streets yet.
Okay, that's good.
But I might have to.
You don't have to tip the robots, too, right?
No, I don't think. Nice. Well, I hope not. Who knows, though? Well, we're tipping dumb stuff all the time. I'm not tipping a robot.
They probably ask you to, you know, just take a look at the screen here before I release your food.
I mean, you would be pretty mad, though, if you tipped the driver because you thought it was going to be a driver and then a robot showed up.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I just tipped this robot $7.
Yeah, you definitely would be pissed. When we come back in a moment during Tales from the Kremlin, what nasty thing has a Russian cafe added to its menu? We'll get to that
right after this.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
If my 18-year-old just got their pilot's license and wanted to fly me to breakfast, I'd be like, let's give you a couple more flights.
Yeah.
This guy, one of his first flights since getting his license, the engine died.
Oh, my God.
Here's what happened.
18-year-old Brock Peters rented a plane to fly his grandma and two cousins to breakfast.
Then I hear a boom. All of a sudden, lose all my engine power.
60 miles, Los Angeles.
I know.
Brock couldn't reach the control tower, so he called mom.
He's like, Mom, call for help.
Will your grandmother ever get in a plane with you again?
I think it's going to be a while.
There's zero chance. She was praying when everything was going great.
I read she was crying. And
oh, God, I don't know. You're dying. I live this long.
And he calls his mom.
Mom, seriously, we got some problems in here. I rented that plane, but it sucked because I'm 18.
Probably not a great one.
It was the world's worst.
Grandma's passed out.
You might hear Grandma in the background.
I wouldn't do it.
No. You don't even want to get in the car with your 18-year-old.
Oh, my God.
On a plane.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dave and Chuck the Freak. Tales from the Kremlin.
A cafe in the Russian city of Perm has been getting a lot of attention. This is a chain. This is like their Starbucks.
Okay.
They're going to introduce new breast milk infused lattes on their menu.
Very gross.
We love it. Great idea, Putin.
This is a great idea.
We love it.
You're so smart.
The place is called Coffee Smile.
Okay.
It's been the talk of the Russian internet over the past week after announcing intentions to use real human breast milk as an ingredient for coffee products like lattes and cappuccinos.
They must be struggling to get real milk, huh?
I was going to try this new coffee. It's not Star Putin's.
What is it?
It is
Smile Happy Hour.
Yeah, Smile Happy Coffee. Coffee Smile.
Coffee Smiles.
Wow. Is that the booby
milk?
It's better than Star Putin's, I must say.
Oh, my God.
But where are they taking me?
Why are they taking him?
Oh, no.
Oh, I know why. I love Star Putin. That's my favorite.
Coffee Smiles would-be customers are assured that the mothers supplying the breast milk are all tested for their safe consumption of the product, adding that only about 40 to 45 doses of breast milk-infused drinks will be served in the beginning, and then they'll ramp up production. Word of the new ingredient at Coffee Smile has reached local authorities who have promised to investigate.
Yeah.
And get the Rospatrin Banzor involved.
Well, who are they?
I have no idea.
Who are they?
They sound scary.
They are the ones that take you.
Rospatrin Banzor!
Hello. We are the Rospatrin Banzors. Whatever we are called.
Very strong men that can carry you up flights of stairs.
That's it. Yeah. They know all the staircases.
I picture the poor Russian women trapped in a basement being forced to pump, right?
It's not good for them.
It's not. It's really not.
As more orders come in.
They're hooked up like
dairy
cows.
There's even some guys. There's even some guys.
Oh, dear Lord. Oh, my God.
They're hooked up.
Male milk.
Yeah, they're just drying everything.
No, thanks.
Oh, boy.
Not look for that.
Male milk from the upstairs or downstairs?
Trying to get it from the upstairs.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's a different coffee, and it's delicious.
That'll do it, then. Or the Thursday edition of Dave and Chuck the Freak. Thanks for being with us. Stay safe. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
I think everyone should say penis so we can take away the negative power of the word. Yeah? So everybody?
Penis.
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 Thank you for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.